How is it going, guys? Welcome in, everybody. How's it going? Hello, chat. Oh my god, Shoxi. Oh my god, what happened?
My gospel.
What happened? Look at this. It's all moved around.
Oh no.
Do you guys see this? Do you see this on my screen? All right,
let's get to me. Subject.
Oh my god. Were we full screen when you?
Yeah. So, you know what? Oh, wait. I think it's
my hands up. Maybe my hand up the carrot cheeks.
Yeah. No, I can see it. Okay, let me get this.
She's like, wait.
I'm gonna maybe tickle up. Which
wait.
Oh.
What?
Wait, Kara, hold my hand.
I want.
Wait, how? We're not above each other.
No.
Okay.
I'm just gonna,
I see you. I'm done.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, we're not even here each other.
I don't know what happened. I just had all this fixed. Wow. You guys, this is a professional podcast. We don't make mistakes here. These are just happy little accidents. So
yeah, if you do make a mistake, you're banned. I'm just kidding.
But how's it going, chat? What's up? What's up, Raggedy Box Love? What's up, Prism? Oof. There's Shoxi alive. She is. She's alive. She's doing well. She's doing well. But how's it going, guys? What is up? I'm going to get this adjusted here. While I'm doing that, ladies, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves to anyone who may be new here and doesn't know you from our first podcast that we did, it has been a minute since we've all been together.
Well, how long? A month? 2 months?
Yeah, I feel like it's been at least over a month.
Months.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wait, maybe.
I have no sense of time. Like, actually don't.
That's okay.
Like a dog, like, when you leave the house, they think you leave for, like, 8 years, but really...
Literally.
Like,
yeah. Sometimes a day goes by, and I, like, don't get a text back from somebody, and I'm like, oh, it's been so long, so they text me back, like, several days. And then I look at it, and I message them, like, yesterday, and I'm like...
Or, like, this morning.
Yeah, or, like, that morning, and I'm like, what did I do all day?
I think I got a text last night, and they're like, we haven't talked in, like, 4 days. I'm like... I thought we talked yesterday. They're like, that's
Monday. That's me. I have no sense of time.
Yeah. 2 months. Okay, so Raggedy knows it's been 2 months.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's been a minute. But yeah, if you guys know, everyone, Sylveon's not here. She's on a trip right now. But this was our original crew when we did our first Thought Talks discussing, like, gaming, women in game culture. And now we're going to be doing just regular podcast chit-chatting, getting caught up on everything that's happened in streaming and gaming. Shoxi, you want to introduce yourself? We'll start with you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Shoxi. I'm from Scotland. I'm actually on a break from streaming, but I thought I still want to come here.
We're so blessed.
But yeah, so I'm currently on like a hiatus from streaming, but when I'm back, my streams will be kind of music orientated for the most part, like singing piano and such, and then also some World of Warcraft Classic because it fucking comes out in like 3 weeks and that's about it for now.
Bailey, let's hear from you.
I'm Bailey Goat. My gaming is mostly like Fortnite and Black Ops, and I do some story mode stuff, but mostly I just like try to be good at stuff that I'm not good at, and I yell a lot. But not right now because it's like early for me, but we'll see. You guys might just like get a little taste. Depends on how mad I get. I'm just kidding.
We'll find something to get you mad.
Oh, good.
I'll work on it.
Excited.
All right, Carrie, you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
So my name is Carrot Cheeks. I mostly play FPS games like CSGO or Rainbow Six Siege. I also have been doing a little bit of light whipping, which is basically like a bunch of fiber optics and you dance with it. Super cool. But we always had a good time in my stream, even though I yell, bang my table, you know, like, just like Bailey over here, we get mad, so that's me.
Jasmine, yes, I know, I'm the only one not wearing a snapback. How's it going, by the way, Jasmine? But yeah, guys, we were just going to do, just hanging out, talking with chat, of course. Because I know the first one we did, we didn't do a chat interaction till the very end. But since we're going to do, like, a very, like, normal, casual, getting caught up, like, we're all in this together, guys. We're all here. But yeah, so, guys, let's start discussing some recent things, all right? we talked a little bit about this in the call prior to hopping on here. So if you guys had seen my Twitter, I had screenshot where some guy DM'd me hitting on me, and I was like, I'm married, hit on someone you know. And he was like, you need to have that in your bio. So I wanted to talk to you guys. If you guys have social media for your Twitch, do you have to have your relationship in your bio?
No.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty obvious no, but
yeah.
I think like I just feel like that just kind of puts like a weird stigma around like Twitch. Like, it's not a dating website. It's not like Tinder or something where you're like, I'm single, I'm ready to like find some username that talks sweet to me, you know what I mean? So it's like one of those things where it's like, if someone asks, you know, and we are you really answer accordingly, but yeah. It's not something that like anyone should just be able to like see. Like, most people don't even put like their age. I put my age just because like a lot of people think I'm a lot younger, and I'm like, nope, I'm an adult.
Yeah, that was same. Me. I put 21 so that I could drink.
Oh no, she froze.
Be like, hey.
Oh. No. The longest no cover. Nope.
Shove it back in.
She's still gone.
Imagine she's trolling us.
I know. I'm just kidding. She's one of those people that's like really good at freezing.
Yeah.
Nope.
She's going for like the Ripley's, like, believe it or not, like record of longest eye roll ever.
Longest eye roll ever.
Apps in the chat for the funny thing is, the same thing happened to Sylvie during the last podcast where, like, her mom unplugged the router for some reason.
Oh, no.
And it froze on when she was blinking, so she was just sitting there, like.
Like a left.
She's got a new emote now.
New profile pic.
I am loving this right now. My stomach hurts. Honestly, as painful as like bugs whenever you're streaming are, sometimes they can be so freaking hilarious.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
We live for content.
She's probably around. Let me like pulled up on my phone. She might have gotten disconnected from Discord.
Yeah, but at least it didn't mess up your layer. She like kept.
I know.
Which layer good?
Thinking of you.
Hello, Chloe. Hello, Swamgurka. How are you guys doing? How are you? Yeah, I agree. I don't think you should be like, you shouldn't have to. Oh, well, uh-oh. It messed up because she's gone. Okay. Well,
uh-oh.
All right, hold on. Let me readjust this for you guys, and I'll have to readjust it when she comes back in.
Okay, so
should I do this? I got my face in it.
Once we well, oh, there it goes. Oh, okay, we're all right. Well, we're just gonna roll with it.
Questions and
I'm just ahead there.
We are going to be doing a question segment.
We got this.
All right.
This is totally fine. This is
this is part of the podcast.
Our next topic is, how do you deal with unexpected bugs on stream?
Yeah, we just thought we'd, like, pretend we're doing
just
one.
Just laugh. You know what you're doing. No one knows the difference.
Just smile and wave.
Just smile. All right,
thank you. Have you, like, the princess wave?
Okay, so
you know I'm talking about. Have you guys seen that? The ladies, yeah. Princess Diaries, the princess way.
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah, yes. She's like Diaries.
No.
I love Princess Diaries so much. Yes, and like,
it was on yesterday. I watched the second one.
It's such a good show or movie. Yes.
Oh yeah.
I love how, like, on the poster for it, she's actually wearing like a headset. For her Walkman. It's
really
it just like screams the era. Carrot, you're fine, girl. We're here whenever you're all set.
Favorite Princess Diaries still in.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Princess Diaries?
Oh, she loves Princess Diaries. She's missing out on the good spot. Oh, no. How's it going, Craig? How are you? I think it's like ridiculous that someone would think that you have to have your relationship in your media for your Twitch because Twitch is not a dating site. So it's like, listen, I'm not here to find a man. I'm here to create some funny moments and memes.
And in my opinion, it's like if you are hoping to find someone on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, then you're gonna have like single in your bio.
Yeah,
but like if they don't have single and they don't have a relationship status, it probably aren't on there for that.
I have an older brother.
Like growing
you
up,
know what I mean?
Never I agree.
It's just that way, like, my boyfriend has fuck all to do with my content. Like,
that's not plugged
right.
He's never been on my stream or anything, so it's like, why should
so
I mention
never
my boyfriend?
Actually got to yeah. play on that
I, like,
account
outside
or
the stream.
Anything like that.
Yeah. I've got nothing to do
left,
with what I do here.
Like, he, like, moved thing. Out.
Yeah.
So it's that way, like, why should I have to put in my bio
his account
has
and made myself
yeah. And it's different if it's, like, joking. Like, I've had people on stream where it's like, can I take you on a date? And it's,
like, I would never talk.
All, like, in good fun. Like, it's
just in case.
Yeah,
joke. Or at least I treat it like banter. Yeah, it's not, like,
it's just banter.
Be, like, nervous. I'm, like, it's okay. I don't know. I just...
And the, like,
I feel like if that's where you're looking for a relationship, like, it's like, how scary. Realistic like, is like that? Like, one, then, you know, you your profile more, like, picture is like, an anime character, so I don't know who you are. Yeah, I don't know how old you are. I don't know what
it was
kind of
cool, because, like, I
like, what's the realisticness
but
of
now,
it? It's like,
what's funny is, like,
okay, I'll message you, and then we'll just be like, boyfriend and girlfriend.
I just don't.
And I won't go to jail if you're under 18.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's just not.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so when people kind of joke around, they're like, oh, can I marry you and all that? I'll just be like, oh, yes, in like a million years, like, we'll meet up next life. Stuff like that. But like, when it's like obvious joking, it's chilling. But when it's just like, why do you not wish you've got a boyfriend? Because we should know that.
I didn't even know I was
like,
hey, welcome back.
He's gonna see.
Penguin was
my internet went out, so I put like tape over my webcam because I didn't want to be like doing something and then like it suddenly like comes back. So. So I was like, okay, and then I asked
that's good thinking.
Voice chat I asked someone else, like, how long? And they're like, 5 minutes. And so I'm watching the stream on my phone, and I'm like, why is mine, like, all, like, weird and blurry? Like, someone, like, took, like, a webcam and put something over it, and I come in here to, like, get a snack or something, and I'm like, oh.
The first
I've been back. Welcome back.
Anything. Hi.
And I was just wondering how you just like dragged it off. It was I was like, what?
I know.
I thought that was just like Discord making it that way.
But dude, like, dope. Yeah, like right now everyone's like, where's the paid actor? That's the thing. Like, if someone's hitting on me from like one of my Twitch accounts, I'm like, okay, you've never even like been in one of my streams clearly because my chat literally thinks my husband is a paid actor,
and then you know, it was just
so it's like
commenting like, oh my god,
sorry.
Hello.
If I was looking, just like it wouldn't be someone who doesn't care to not even like check out my channel.
Oh yeah, girl. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Effort. I honestly think it was a copy and pasted message everyone. But oh well, Lewis, do we chat about our favorite games? Yes, we talk about a little bit of everything. What are you guys playing as of late? What have you guys been streaming and playing as of late? I've been doing Skyrim as always. But what about you guys?
It's a girl.
Obviously Fortnite. I do it for the memes. Because it's just it's great for that right now. I'm the state it's in. But I've been doing like Telltale series games after when I'm like chill. Yeah, that's really like I think that's
that was funny
for like commentary and shit for me at least.
By the way, he dies. Oops.
I know. It's like, oh, he dies. It doesn't matter. And then so it's like a spoiler. I'm like, nah.
I'm so excited for my balls to drop. Like I was so excited.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, that's what's bad about story mode. I watch a lot of Let's Plays, like, on 14-year-old
boys. Yeah.
So I, like, know what happens, and, but
yeah.
I, like, play through
are
it, like,
you
for
one
me,
of
and then,
are
like,
you
I know what happens. People are like, hey,
and
like, spoiler, and I'm like, my bad.
Don't worry.
No, I was kidding. I was just predicting the
you're
future.
Exclusive.
I'm just psychic. Whoa.
Well,
they'll be like, not trying to be mean, but,
Let's be clean. Was a God of War.
Oh, really? God of War? I was going to say, you're really excited for, Classic. So
yeah, Classic World of Warcraft.
I don't know if I want to do it or not. I don't know.
I wish like you were EU so we could play like, together.
I know! Oh, I think, like, Blizzard needs to get on this. Like, Blizzard.
Change servers. servers? Yeah, you guys can change servers.
Not necessarily. There's still, like...
You have to pay for a second account.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I'd have to buy an account on you.
That's why we don't play well.
Such a struggle.
Blowing into
makes me so sad.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, like, Blizzard wants to bring... they want to put Diablo on mobile. And they're like, yo, you all got cell phones.
Everyone has mobile phones,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What? Bailey got one and I didn't.
Oh, neither did I.
Foxy, thank you so much for getting this sub, dude. How are you?
It's like you're trying to help.
Thank you so much, dude. Like, but yeah, they're all like, everyone's got cell phones, but like, everyone's got PCs and plays WoW. Why can't we bridge over the different people? Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of that, the new Call of Duty is going cross-platform, which is interesting. So exciting. I'm excited for it because when I switched, because I was on PlayStation, I was like diehard like PlayStation person, but then I was like super tired of capture cards.
Yeah.
So I switched to PC like fully, and all my PlayStation like friends like shunned me. Not really, but like jokingly, because they like were like, you're a traitor. So now I'll actually be able to like play another game with them.
Yeah.
That's the reason I play a lot of Fortnite, because I can play with whoever.
Yeah.
It's a cross-platform, like, there needs to be cross-platform and more games.
I agree.
Yeah, literally.
I agree.
So, like... I wish, like, I could actually play with people in America for more games as well. Because there's only, like, so many games that I can actually play with people from US in. Without having to make a separate account.
A girl in the
guild. The only thing you gotta worry about, though, too, is, like, for example, like, Overwatch, you get awful ping.
I've regrettably gone back into Overwatch lately.
Yeah.
I was like, because I need more games in my pool. Like, I can only play so much CSGO, R6, and, like, the occasional, like, Minecraft. So I'm trying to get, like, Overwatch. Like, I'm trying.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm really trying.
Overwatch used to be, like, my game.
Me too.
I literally, like 10 hours a day, I could not stop playing it.
I've been playing it since, like, closed beta, because I got, like, one of the codes, yeah. And I was, like, I fell in love with it. Oh, my God. And then I fell out of love.
I fell in love with Widowmaker's ass.
Oh, goodness.
For me. Actually, the moment it came live, I just stopped playing it. Played loads in beta, and the moment it was like, oh, it's finally out. I was like, oh, I'm kind of bored now.
But I was
it was, like, the first game I ever, like, was really good at. So I got, like, really competitive with it, obviously, and then I had competitive mode. But then it gets really toxic, so I stopped, and it was when Fortnite had just come out. So it was like, ah, finally something, like, new and refreshing, and now I'm like tired of it, and so now I want to go back just because, like, I want more games. I didn't stream back then, so I want more games that I can stream and, like, be decent at while still being able to, like, maintain, like, chat and, like, content and stuff, because that's what's tough is, like, new games. You're, like, so focused on, like, playing that.
Yeah,
you can suck it's hard my big to, like, left toe.
Focus both
finding
ways.
A game that is something like you're both gonna enjoy like and be able to interact with your chat is such a challenge that people don't even like realize. Because like a lot of like that's why I stopped playing shooters so I could focus on my chat more.
Not really. Yeah.
So like everyone in chat, I know we're not responding immediately, but like I'm reading them. I see y'all. How you guys doing? But like I stopped playing shooters because I wanted to chat more than I wanted to click heads. So every now and again, I'll still do one just to, like, play with a couple people and, you know, dick around. But other than that, yeah, that's why I went to, like, Skyrim. And I'm trying to find some other cool ones to do.
Honestly, I prefer gaming on stream.
And everyone was
like, this dude just needs to uninstall. I game, I'm the kind of person, like, to focus into the game.
And that may have actually
that I wouldn't be able to, like, talk to people. And when I do talk to people, I die.
I'm
really annoyed. So I'm just, like, I actually prefer to just kind
of,
like, set of like just chatting and like maybe do something working at IRL kind of content.
Yeah.
And just chat away.
I
find this I just really bad
at multitasking.
Yeah.
Like,
I find it so hard to play a game and like talk at the same time.
Yeah. I used to be like really bad at that, but since
like
literally it was Fortnite that I played so often, like I will be just playing and talking to them, and I've become really good at it. And I'll have people in chat be like, focus on the game. Like, what are you doing? Because I'll be like in a build fight, and I'm like, oh hey, what's up? And I'm like still go like, I don't,
me. Yeah.
I'm glad because, like, it's made it's me bad. Be able to do that.
I'm stopped but, like, competitive. I just
yeah, sometimes they're like, what are you yeah. doing? And I'm like, oh, don't worry, I'm not here to, like, be good at the game.
I don't really care about winning at this point. I just want to get good.
If you're not good at the game, then what else can you do with your content?
So, but even then, people are like, this would be
is that a question?
And I'm like,
I mean, like,
no, just that question.
I do dangerous things with G Fuel and alcohol.
Okay, so right. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, apparently. And you eat bananas.
Just like
the first person you befriended.
I'm just trying to help out.
So do you still talk? Ladies, how did you okay?
She ate it like corn on the cob. I was like,
mine was on
I was so happy you were there for that.
I know. It was so like the first thing I saw, too. I was like, I haven't seen Bailey in like a
nice person.
Let's see if she's on TV. She's playing like Batman or whatever. She's like, hey, 6 hours.
And it was also like
yeah. like corner like
all the, like probably one.
I was trying to like
the
show
only
girls
like gamer friends I ever had that didn't
for
like
bananas on stream. You know, feel weird about it.
To, just like sideways. Confess their love after.
Oh,
like,
there's definitely
like,
clips.
So it was like
yeah, it's,
we're like actually.
Yeah, she's got on her Twitter too. That's where I saw it was Twitter.
It's actually really
and I was
nice,
like, oh my god,
it's hard to come by.
Well, like I literally was like, I need a snack, and I went into my kitchen, and we had
like I don't know
bananas. I was like, oh, that sounds so good. And I came in here, and I was like,
it's not like I haven't even had.
Like get like yeah. trolled
the game
if I like eat a
until
banana.
Like this year,
and then
I
decided to like troll even harder.
So always
and then
boys,
literally
so there was
every
always
single
some
person
like weird, like
I was
they made it weird.
Like, why did she just
then,
pull
like,
it apart?
We weren't friends
and I'm
anymore.
Like, but that's not as
and but like this is like the
yeah.
only person
yeah.
in
you
my life never done that. So we're
like the way
friends, I think.
So now
it's pretty cool.
You like corn.
But people
yeah,
always
talk,
want me
like,
to, like, eat
but...
a banana on stream while I'm in my banana
like,
costume, and I'm
like,
that's funny,
to play with
but, like,
mic and stuff, like, we would just go into,
this
like, open
Twitch,
parties,
and then they're all like,
after you're
oh,
anybody else.
Yeah,
you
should probably not do that. I've played The Forest one time. Have you guys played The Forest?
No, you go.
I used to play it a lot
way back in the day.
Smiley. Yeah,
back
I played
when they were
it
still like developing the story and like the game didn't have an ending yet. Like that's
it
when
became,
I played
like,
it.
Gotcha.
Oh,
I played it like
got a lot of
time. Now you're getting there.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested
like,
in trying to
over the years, and it was. Mm-hmm.
But
there was another one. There was another one where someone's asking if we played like Borderlands, some Gears of War, and something else.
Like,
I played Gears of War 4 and Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what the other one
was.
I'm not big on Gears of War. Like, I really like the storyline. I've watched like the cinematics on YouTube for the storyline, and I really like the storyline. I just I don't like the gameplay of it. I don't like the third person, and I don't like that there's always like a reticle for you. That bothers me. To like no end. Metal Gear Solid, I have not. Is that
my,
a Kojima game? That's Kojima, right?
Actual friend.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid.
I haven't played Metal Gear.
No.
I
wonder.
I watched their content
years ago.
On YouTube,
like, yeah.
One of the PlayStation
but
One.
But then
ones,
I was like talking with them on Twitter,
that,
and then they actually like
we still talk.
I've heard that it's really good. And I do want to try it because like I met Kojima, but like I've never played one of his games, so I was still like, oh my god, he's such a big deal. Like
he's
like
convinced me.
He's created like the new game, Death Stranding, right?
15 at the time.
I cannot wait for it.
And he was 16.
I want to try it out. It looks so freaking cool. I'm stoked about Norman Reedus, but then again, I'm also stoked that Keanu Reeves is going to be in Cyberpunk 2077, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
And have him still.
Dude, you guys know he's single. Like
just watching it, like both of us become the cool one.
Don't
yeah,
say that.
That in his bio.
My husband might leave me for Keanu. Don't say that around him.
I'm gonna change my bio to single and looking for Keanu.
Do it.
That's it.
Be my next Keanu Reeves wiki page.
That's how you say next, as if you've had it before. She's like, yeah, I definitely haven't.
I've had a few friendships in certain games.
I had to sign a non-disclosure form at the end.
That'll be like the tea next week. Like, Carrot Cheek supposedly dated Keanu Reeves way back when.
Keemstar with like a new drama alert. Twitch streamer Dana Keon.
Was Fly for Fun?
And it was now. This guy lovely, who, like, quite lovely.
I can still remember his name. It was like Jack
I have one.
Or something.
Chloe.
And
then
he played
deck.
With me all the time. We're, like,
I'm using the stream deck too.
Like,
I'm so happy for
had like partners in the
set.
Yeah,
happy.
I
love
like,
it. I just keep forgetting
to watch your
partner. I'll like
start
aiming my mouse to like the hide icon thing. And then I'm like, oh yeah, the button for that over there.
And it'll take him more time.
Like,
oh wait,
the smiley face.
I got all my students are going, all mine are like split up and have spaces between them because I don't have a lot of buttons for different commands. So I'm split up, so it's easy for me. But like, I did the one where it zooms in on my face because I thought people would think that was hilarious, and instead it had the opposite like reaction. And chat was like, stop doing this. This is horrible. We don't want to see you like this close. This is terrifying. And I'm like, oh yeah.
I actually have Zoom, and then I have seen that's a Zoom in capital, I am, and it's like really close to my face.
Oh yeah.
I was a beast mastery hunter not using my, I have a bunch of sounds on mine too, like in a folder, and then everyone just yells at me. That's the one, that's what I need is just like sound.
Pull away from the tank.
Oh yeah.
So another big thing, another big thing I wanted to bring up and discuss with y'all.
I'm in the missing Ninja expansion. Like, that's how far I got without knowing this.
What are your guys' thoughts on this?
So we
You didn't know this?
I was like, wait a minute, I'm not understanding the game.
Actually,
yeah, I want to hear yours because you're like in Fortnite community.
Yeah, and like it's not so much like Fortnite that it like bothers me or anything, and it's mainly because I'm a marketing major, and so like I see why Mixer did it. People are like, why did he move? Like, that's crazy. And like, for money, you're like, why would he pay him so much? And like, when people are asking these questions, they're simultaneously switching to Mixer. I'm like, that's why.
Yeah,
I'm really thankful that you would move. And now everyone's like, Mixer's the move, and it's like, in my head, it's kind of strange. Like, I'm totally supportive of people who move, like, do what you want as a channel or you or whatever. But like,
talking to this girl, what do you suggest?
Them paying him almost $1 billion to move doesn't make Mixer a better platform.
Yeah.
If you think it's genuinely better, then move. But like,
so she'll fall in love with
I don't know. Well, it seems like a lot of followers.
Sure. It's nice to have right after a and, like, guy friend.
Again, like, if you think it's best for your channel, well, this I remember, is just like a way me and my brother really found like them. So like you were like, kind of like, well, now I'll consider them.
Like he would take time like, offline that was their to like plan. Practice with their games so that I could like get better because I would play like with him.
It's just like it's so funny to me. But I was like, they are literally so smart.
She's gonna play with us,
and you don't even like realize that that's why you.
He would like text
and Ninja moving like.
You have to think about it as like
who
better,
owns Mixer, which is like Microsoft. Really nice,
even though he's like, you know,
Microsoft
I'm like
owns skeptical Mixer, like Ninja just became like the face
but like
of
he was like really good about that.
I don't know like how much
and
they
Overwatch
paid
was like the first game
but
that
I would have done it if
me.
I
was and so like, he like gave me all this advice and would send me like YouTube videos to get better and stuff. But always actually like to play with him. And
he's gonna get way more than
like turning point
because you know Twitch is like owned by Amazon, but
because of that, so that was nice.
Well, like Microsoft is like this with Mixer.
Yeah,
so I mean now. Like, Ninja like just benefits so much,
than he is.
Not only for, like, the money, but just, like...
I'm kidding, but...
The publicity and everything else, along with, like, all the
okay,
other things
just because
going,
I was thinking
with,
about
like,
this while we were talking about
like
it.
I feel like I've ever been friend zoned by a guy?
Because I know I have.
Like, I wonder.
Yes,
I've always
yeah.
Like, oh, he's a sellout.
You remember
bros? Like, so much for him. It's like, yeah, like if someone offered you like, that like, kind of money
yes.
That could change your
oh
life
God.
Even
oh,
more than
yeah.
It already has.
Like, story of my yeah. Life.
Like, you're telling me
I just
you'd
want
be like,
out there. I hear guys complain all the time about, like, being friend zoned.
It happens to us women, too.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, imagine he wants to, like, start a family. I know that he's already, like, filthy rich, but...
It's okay.
You never know when, like, that...
If you, cause,
like,
if you
anything
like them
can,
so much
and
like,
your career or,
really
like, anything
them,
can
you'll
happen.
Be thankful enough that they consider
like,
you
you're
friends.
Telling me you're not
yeah.
Going to take that
so,
much money for just...
Even a lot of the people who are actually, like,
let's
more
see,
than
let's go to the next question.
Are the ones who
okay.
Have moved to Mixer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then later on, you're like, oh, so how can you move
to
Mixer? Not because of Ninja, I just felt like it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But indirectly...
Week,
which like indirectly is causing Ninja because Ninja made Mixer
only
trend.
Because you were a woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not like, oh, I'm following because of Ninja, it's not necessarily that.
Sylvia,
it's because
yeah.
You made
about
the trend, like you said, in marketing.
So the first time,
but people
it,
don't still
like,
don't seem to realize it's causing
it
Ninja that they're moved.
Like through yeah. Overwatch,
exactly. Yeah, they don't realize.
Carried
the time.
Onto
I'm
going to
answer
Jen's
question
well,
about how I like we feel about Twitch using his channel to advertise other streamers. I think it's a great idea.
Really
because
bad.
I mean,
so they were like,
these are people
go back to the kitchen
who
was
were
the
following
one thing
him.
I heard a lot.
Maybe
it was competitive,
they don't want to go to
which,
Mixer. Maybe they don't care for it.
Also,
maybe they want to see it on Twitch. Like, where are they gonna go next? It's a great way to show off, and hey, he might be gone, I was playing Mercy with a few friends. There's still all these wonderful other creators here on Twitch that you can check out. Just, yeah, and it's great for them. I'm sure Ninja does not give two shits. Like, just he's got a ton of money.
Continue to be friends with people that I was friends with.
Because, I mean, I'm the same way. If someone, like, was using my channel to show off other streamers if I left for, like, a bunch of money, I'd be like,
would just then, go for it. Like, really disgusting, like, messages.
Do you see that you've been partner bad?
Until right now.
And we just met
randomly. I mean, that makes sense. Because it's, like,
on Overwatch.
I think they knew ahead of time.
And I'm sure there were discussions about it. It wasn't just like, they would probably take care of my team because
as Mercy player, that's your goal.
Like a big like conspiracy.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, we're moving his check mark.
Like that was like major reason why I uninstalled the game.
Like I'm switching, they couldn't handle it, and then whatever. And I'm sure he felt like, oh, my
friend got hacked.
Not streaming on there anymore. No one gives a
where's my check mark?
Yeah,
and it would be literally one of those ones. Probably, yeah, it was a mix of
bad, and it was like just this one group. That's it.
Then you'll
need to
offer me some kind of deal. If not, I'm going to be just three going guys. And you can move my channel kind of thing. Because
it carried
it's not necessarily that he moved without saying anything. And was like, hey guys, probably going to Mixer.
Wow, 4 months.
Like that. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's you wouldn't just, do
it. It was negotiations.
Like, that's just straight up sad about this. Like, but you know how he has, like, he changes his hair a lot?
Yeah,
so Mixer's colors are blue and purple. Like, my hair's like faded right now. Those are, like, my hair color. So, like, I'm not going to have the same hair color as Ninja. Like, no way. If he dyes his hair blue and purple, I'll actually, like, freak out. Like, there's no way.
Red, white, and blue. I thought he did it for, like, to match the firecracker popsicles.
I kind of have a question for you guys.
Red, white, and blue popsicle? Yeah, like, or, like, rocket pops? Yeah, those guys, or, like, seen toothpaste.
Less
I was like,
because I
he's
got
the same hair as my toothpaste.
I'll have people, like, comment something, like, nasty.
I kind of think,
my,
it was a G Fuel on, like, thing, chat, what he's got going on right now. Because didn't they have a red, white, and blue
come for them
thing that they
like before I even can.
That's, like, it's kind of nice to feel like you have someone, like, in your corner.
But he might know.
Like,
oh, there it is.
There we go.
He probably will change his hair for Mixer and do time.
Fighting for you.
I mean,
I don't know if the harassment has lessened or that I just care about it less.
I don't think
you're
like, yeah, I will give you this, but you gotta dye your hair.
You know, like, change it. You see, so imagine how you're going to be in over 6 years, but I'll see how that would, like, bother me in the game. Like, then you just like, see, like,
imagine I was a bit where I was like, no, 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 not a
thing. It's like in the fine print of saying something green and it's like, dye hair.
Dude, I would do 9 million, and
it's
they'd be like
just
you have to be bald. I'd be
this, like,
gate. Okay.
And, like, the hound just let out, and you just stand back and, like,
every
you just watch. You don't even say anything.
Bailey sniffs G Fuel. She,
I'm like,
she loves her flavored powder.
I know.
Well, people think I do. They think I do, like, all kinds of drugs, but really, I'm just, like,
games where I was, like, and go,
like, aggressively hyper all the time. Like, sorry, I'm loud. I don't do drugs.
Like, taking my phone a little bit more seriously,
like, streaming and stuff, that was where people
and it's like, I'm
like, oh, you're just a big girl. You're just, like, blah, blah, blah.
I haven't slept in 3 days, but
I'm fine.
With groups I was playing.
Yeah, Raggedy has a lot of G Fuel. I can't get behind the whole G Fuel thing. The other day on stream, I asked Luca, because his computer is in here now, and then I have my green screen up, so he can't see him. But I asked to have a drink of whatever he had, because I just knew he had a drink with him. I just sensed it. My wife senses
you get harassment.
And he brings over a thing of G Fuel, and I was like, get the shit out of here. I don't want it. I'm not. And everyone was like, oh, it's sponsored. It's sponsored. I'm like, no.
I'm talking about that.
I like coffee.
On stream, you got it.
I like coffee.
Yeah.
On stream,
so what do you
like,
do?
Literally,
if you
after,
don't have your mind,
I
you don't
typically
have your
stream
you're
after, like, my entire
up late
day
night,
is
chilling,
gone,
playing some games,
ended.
You
so I'm like
the
tired
next day.
And like.
What
I don't
do
want, like,
do?
This is, like, not sponsored, but, like,
well,
I genuinely
like messages, I'll screenshot and
to get me, like, enough energy to get through a stream.
Yeah.
That's
I feel
the
like
energy
I just
level
delete
I need to
messages.
Be at.
I'm just like,
no,
so
like,
whatever.
Like,
I
use different
like,
energy drinks
I
with different
believe,
energy, whatever. Like,
I
that's
think
awesome.
That I'm.
This is just like what
tea.
I find works for me.
People,
yeah, like, because I believe that like if somebody is doing that, they're just like a sad human being, and
like
if they realize that they could put that much energy towards something
like
productive instead of destructive,
like
then they would be like such
a like.
you know, like a gift to the earth, like, if they put that much energy into something like, better. That's usually what I tell them. I'm like, it's kind of if you like spent like, that like 5 minutes, that
no, it's to, like, just like really toxic.
Write me this. But, like, I think doing something that was like maybe good for you or good for someone else,
stuff like in like coffee,
people would actually like appreciate your presence like on the earth. But right now, like you're just being a fly. Like I can fly so easily, and you didn't accomplish anything.
Awful.
Except for wasting your own time. Like,
I know at this rate I should just start, you know, selling it.
Like, so follow I was up about on to be that, like, so because I noticed Bailey, that whenever I posted that we were doing Thought Talks,
what's my code?
I noticed a lot of the negativity I got was of course on Facebook. If you try networking on Facebook, it's one of the most toxic communities to try to like
really and that gets me through. I joke
but
about
a lot of stuff I got too though
like,
was
you
what's the point? You're just wasting your time. Do you guys think that talking about some of the harassment
like
that,
that
we get
like,
in
I
games
will seriously make
and
the worst,
streams,
not like
and
bad
things
jokes,
in our
like,
DMs, do you guys think that talking about
like,
it helps
I
or hurts?
I just never said anything.
Yeah.
Helps. That's why that's I feel on Twitter. Like, yeah. People
why
can't
do you guys feel
like
hear my tone,
and of course people that don't know me,
because
like,
it used to happen to me
quite a bit. And I always felt like, because, you know, they're like, back. Oh, a while ago, there wasn't
you're
as many women in the
like,
community as there are now.
That's all, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I felt very isolated. Like, I was the only one getting this, right?
Yeah.
And so,
it's definitely, there's definitely
like,
a fine
when
line
other people
with, like,
started
what,
talking about that it was happening to
you,
them
well,
as well,
I don't
it
know,
created,
it's like,
like, more
do
of a
and
safe
say what I want
place
this,
where I could go to talk about what was
like
being
living,
said to me. Because, like, you know, it hurt.
I'm, you know, under a microscope or whatever. But, like, if people take things
still at the time that it started,
and I'm probably just, like, not for them.
Really?
It's not their cup of tea, and that's fine.
I didn't know how
but
to handle
like,
it, so it just
if they won't leave
up
me alone, and they don't like me, it's like, it sounds like they have a
women
problem.
Go.
And
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, like, for me, because I never really knew any girls through
like, you can just,
easily
just, like, not
like,
follow me, or, like,
always
not watch
really
me, or, like,
and,
you could literally block
so the moment
me
it kind of started,
if you
I feel
like
I kind of enabled it, in a sense, because I wanted
whatever
to still
like,
be, like,
everyone takes
you don't
everything
like having fun, you can block me.
If you take everything seriously,
the moment I got into all that.
So, okay, I, like, I saw, I was on a thread talking to someone, and there was, like, a comment that I couldn't see the other comment, and I thought, like, maybe they deleted their tweet, so I went to their Twitter to see if like they had said anything else
like
pertaining to the thread, and the person had blocked me, and I was like, I don't even know who this person is, and I made them that upset.
Fuck off, kind of thing.
All right.
Back then, it was like, oh,
we did it, boys, we made it. People we don't even know or talk to are blocking us.
All that kind of stuff, like
we made it.
But now that's like I'm seeing there's other girls.
Pyramid Head, how are you doing? How are you?
I'm like, there's no need for me to put up with that shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. So what's our opinion on the whole like animal abuse thing? So I know like we can't talk about our fellow Twitch streamer.
What's your most recent encounter of in-game harassment?
So
I just feel like it's
I don't really have any like in-game because like I said, I went since I've started streaming, I am like choosy about who I play with because I want them to like reflect the same kind of
like that. I don't think
values, if you will, as I want to like project on my stream. Like you can be like funny, you can be like inappropriate, but like I don't want mean people
just like
my
person
in my
group.
So
I try
to stay away from
a little bit
randos like as much as I can, but like you still get it in chat. So I consider that. And, like, people, it's actually really funny. Like, I love
Twitter, whatever,
my mods
like,
and I love my chat because of the way they handle
like,
it. Like, someone will come in and say something, like,
and
inappropriate, and my chat will just,
things,
like,
if you
it's not like they, like, attack them. They just, like, make them
but, like,
even more
for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Like, someone
and
will,
not
like,
necessarily
say,
even banned, but
show
just,
me
like,
your boobs or whatever,
it.
And someone in chat's,
and,
like, DM me, I'll show you my boobs, and then they're gone.
Or what they think is okay, and I think.
So, yeah, like, it works
like
that. Or, like, one of them was, like, wait, that's not the kitchen. And then my, like, duo partner was, like, how did you know I was in the kitchen? Like,
it's
I don't even have to like do
like,
anything now. And
obviously, there's been some like
really convenient
tea spill on the situation.
But yeah, I
but,
feel
like
it's just because I
makes them look even
I
worse.
I don't like let it
and, like,
happen
sure.
because
I
don't. I
mean,
give
maybe
them opportunity anymore.
They're doing it for a reason. Yeah. I don't know. Like I don't know. Like what goes.
I don't know
on.
If
so,
this
really
these like
does,
two situations
as a business,
or maybe it's
like,
more.
Want to put
where
kind of like
I was streaming R6. Like I don't know if it's like an R6 thing. Or if it's like
ethics,
and just like
that's a huge
my luck,
like business
you know,
like,
that it happened while I was playing R6.
Not like
but
demonstrating
I've had two
that,
incidences.
It's
I finally
really
like
bad.
me and my mods finally figured out a way to prevent it. Like, but I've had two big incidents and probably a couple like small ones where people will, you know, come to my stream, join my Discord, and just spam it with like very disgusting, inappropriate pictures, bunch of bots, and the most recent time
they wanted people to know like we don't approve of this.
There were thousands of bots. Like it was insane. I don't know how. My mod got them all out of Discord so quickly. But we figured out a way to like fix it, but it was like
and that speaks a lot
horrible. And I don't know if it's like because of me, I don't know if they were just doing it whatever, but it was absolutely horrible.
It wasn't like
I couldn't deal with it. I was in like a game, so I was just like, someone help me. And a bunch of people were getting tagged, like pinged in Discord. As opposed,
like, and I think that's what streaming platforms need to do.
It was horrifying. And we finally figured out a way to like fix it, so it doesn't happen anymore, at least as much. But it was
like it was a little like pushing the boundaries.
Why me? Why now?
And I think that could be a dangerous game.
I'm so sorry.
Especially like how serious the situation was.
So do you guys
I'll be right back. I have to go do something really fast, like
the first
1 minute
time there's been like type of abuse so shown on
in
a
games
live
there's reporting
platform,
systems
like,
for
not
when
even
people
like
are
related,
being,
like,
you know,
with family members
stupid
and stuff.
Do you guys think
like
that reporting systems in games do you
that
guys
did
think
happen.
It actually made like a difference, like it actually helped?
So there was a guy that got banned
literally no
girlfriend
or
wife.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was
because I mean the people that I played Overwatch with were able to stay on for like 4 months.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And no matter
and
how
honestly,
many times you reported
the whole situation
them, nothing
makes
was
me
done.
Feel like shit because then people start saying girls don't pick up,
and then people misuse
totally
it.
And that makes
too.
Me upset.
I had a guy who I was playing May. Like, he was a Reinhardt, and I just kept killing him. I wasn't targeting him specifically. I was just kind of playing as it goes, and he was charging him by himself, and he was an easy target. He added me as a friend. I thought that he was just impressed with my gameplay and wanted to play together. It turns out he just wanted to know my full battle tag so he could go tell people in Discord and have them.
I've seen,
me.
I know that.
But I never got banned, so I was like,
I've seen.
You tried.
Of guys without shirts on, like, pouring shit on themselves.
From
Overwatch, and, like, as, like, a
no.
joke.
But, for real.
Like, we would never be able to do that, even in, like, a tank top.
Because I don't play a lot of, like, multiplayers. Well, I play Guild Wars.
Goes both
and
a good example, too, IMB Paula in the chat.
And that's
for his 1,000
like, Pokemon's not really.
Goal,
it is multiplayer, but I don't do, like, battle. So it doesn't really.
His short compression shorts and a tank top.
I don't get a lot of in-game problems, but.
And so many times he would bend over
a lot of my issues
are,
like,
it would just be, like, an
outside.
Yeah, and everyone thought it was hilarious, whereas
so,
if
like,
one of us
on Twitter
were to do
mostly,
it,
because that's my
like,
main area for communicating with my community.
Like, just doing it for attention. Like, guys can make jokes about it.
Or on Discord,
but
like,
we can't joke about that same behavior either.
People will sub to me,
and then,
and then
like, girls get special
DM me, like,
because
hey, you want to go out?
An individual
like,
got special treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
Yeah. I think the best thing for, like, streamers to do
and I just I get really confused
maybe, like,
and then this one time
with, like,
not to go off
mindset,
but also to go off
like, that's a big problem it's like people just like
this,
talk about
so my car is recognizable
about.
Because it's
like the best thing for
a British
us
Mini
is, like,
Cooper with bright
like,
red
if we
it's bright red
we
with like white stripes and everything
Twitch, and like if
someone
Twitch
had, like,
doesn't
taken
want to set
a picture
their, like,
of it in my driveway and sent it to me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, that is
like nothing that I've
like,
posted.
Our best foot forward and like not worry about.
So it was like, and that was recent. That was like 2 days
sure
ago.
We aren't putting something out
and
there that
I,
we don't think is right.
Yeah.
You know
it freaked me out. And he's like, are you sure you don't
like,
want to go out? I'm like, dude,
day,
is this a threat?
Really
like, I haven't left my house.
Their decisions to ban
that is terrifying.
And like,
I've had people who like,
they don't care. They're
like,
making like
almost force
decisions.
Me. Like, well, not really, because I'm not going to do that. But like,
and
I've had people who are like, no, I'm paying for you to come visit me. I'm like, no, and they're like, yeah, no, you're
money.
You can stay with me. It'll be
it
free. I'm going to donate it to your stream, so you have to take the money. I'm like, and I'm going to spend it on something else. I'm not buying a plane ticket.
Like, it's literally like.
And
for
like,
me, like
that was
business,
like
a
close
business.
Friend too, and we're
not
really close,
not
but like we played a lot, and I'm like, okay, this got
decisions.
Weird, and then I was
like,
mm.
I'm sure there's a lot of people at Twitch
don't
who
really
disagree with the decisions
weird.
That are
yeah.
made
it's
every
like,
single
see,
day.
I'm like in Scotland,
like,
I'm not really
like,
close
the
to
way
any
it
of the big conventions, like TwitchCon or BlizzCon, etc.
Again, if you
so
don't
if I
like
on my stream, like in the past, I was, like, trying to, like, see if I could go to BlizzCon.
Yeah. Twitch is going to become and less saturated.
There was, like, someone who was, like, quite frequent last year. Who was, like, I'll pay for you and I'll get you over, but you share a hotel room with me. And I was, like, nah, I'll just not go. I'm okay. I'll stay home.
Gross.
Yeah, like, no. I'm not that desperate to go to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Like, fuck's sake. So people just think they can, like, buy you.
Yeah.
They think that I give you, like, $4, so...
That's my thing, too. Like, a lot of ninjas followers...
You mean $2 doesn't mean I instantly get to see two tits?
I know, right? $1 a tit? Woo!
Okay. I'm gonna, like, shade somebody. I won't say who it is. I'm never gonna be that person who, like, exposes people. 18 plus,
because I don't want someone... mom to be like,
I was friends with a certain competitive Fortnite player who's been in all the skirmishes and like World Cup and stuff. And he's not like huge, but he knows all the big people and stuff. And we were friends before he kind of blew up. And just like low key friends. And then I messaged him one day and I was like, hey, you want to play Fortnite? Like,
but I'm honestly, I'm
like,
fine with
yes, you're on or whatever. And he was like,
because I feel like a lot,
he was like, well, if I carry you, then you have to send me nude. I was like,
no, I'm like, not gonna do that.
And then he was, and then he like ignored me. And then he like messaged me again later and was like, so about our like,
we're doing a podcast,
our like trade. I'm like,
right, exactly.
I'm like, I'm good. Like,
I love that.
A win in Fortnite is not like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, well, you anyways, like got like all mad about it. And I'm
like real time.
All right, well, have a nice career.
And then, like, I don't understand why guys think that, like, women want to see pictures of their penises, because I'm like, they're not pretty.
And so, like, I put that stuff on the
screen. So, I don't want to see it.
Bad words and stuff, so it's like, I
so,
where it's like, if you want to see yourself, I've got
which,
to, like,
every time I get, like, a DM, and I see, like,
so that
there's a photo, do you want to click to see
me.
It? I'm like, oh, God,
yeah,
oh God,
no,
what's
no,
going to be the
I,
same?
I,
yeah,
I right
like, and it'll turn to be, like, a cat photo, and I'm like, phew!
Because it's true, like, you just never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
And sometimes you're, like, in public, and you, like, get a Snapchat, and you're like, no, okay, well, like, oh, my God.
So I know that we've been talking a lot about, like, getting harassment from, like, guys, but have you guys ever gotten harassment from women?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that. They think they're, like, way more badass than you, and, like, if you have, like, a girly voice, they're like, oh, you're a little girl playing whatever. Like, I've had that way more than guys, and I feel like they tend to be more aggressive, too. Like, they tend to because I almost feel like they feel like they have to be in order to not get harassed, so they're, like, just, like, overly toxic and overly aggressive. Like, I've played like random games with girls who are like, oh, can I play with you? Like, you know, let's do girl squads. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like way more aggressive and like mean and toxic. And like, I'm like scared. I'm like, mom, come pick me up. I'm scared. Like, I'm like, I'm gonna play by myself.
It's still a business at the end of the day. Crazy girls.
It is. Sorry.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're just
I think the main one I remember was again Overwatch. But there was a girl playing like Mercy who was being so toxic. And I think a lot of it though too comes from this I want to be accepted by the guys and I want to be like the girl in the group. And I'm not going to lie, like when I first started gaming, I kind of liked being the only girl in my guy squad because it just it felt nice, but then when other girls would come in, I'm like, okay, like, I'm not the only girl. And then I really had to, like, think, why is it so important for me to be, like, the girl? It's just because I want some sort of recognition, something to set me apart from the group. And really, like, there's no need for it. And I actually ended up becoming really good friends with a couple of the other girls that I've met. And I did do some girl squads and joined an all-girls Discord, and I absolutely loved it. We had such a blast. And I actually noticed, because we would do Overwatch, six players. We had five women, and we left one spot because we would go into, like, team chats. And we, because we wanted to see if anybody would still do the, oh, you're a girl thing, if it was all girls. And we noticed that the guys would, like, say something like, wait, is this all girls? And then leave.
Yeah.
Every time.
They don't have faith. They don't believe a girl can be better than them.
Literally, like, I've, like, had games with, like, League of Legends where, say, if three of us are girls, and then, like, we're playing with, like, one other kind of guy or whatever, and it's usually, like, on Discord or whatever, it's not an in-game chat for that. but you still get it. Oh, we're going to lose because we have too many girls in this team. And you're like, yeah, well, sure. People just think if it's majority girls, you're going to lose kind of thing. Yeah. Like, no, not how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens way too often.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like what you were saying, Third, about how there's like this thing where there's like a different vibe when you're like the only girl in a group. Even in like a game, like CS matches are kind of long, so you kind of, you know, you have like a moment with these people, whether it's good or bad. There's a good amount of time that you spend with them, and when it there's another girl on my team, it's either like one or two ways. It's either we're fighting for this like dominance of being like the only girl, and like, you know, it doesn't even matter like if we're playing like the best, we just want to be playing better than the other one. It creates this like clash when it really shouldn't. But sometimes it's like, oh my god, I want to be your best friend, like let's play together all the time, and you like at each other and stuff. But I feel like that whole like vibe that's created when you are the only girl on a team or something like that, and you get praised for it, and there's another girl that like interferes with it, you start like clashing together.
I really had to do a lot of this behavior. This is just like me wanting to be like the favorite little pets. And then I had to think, I'm no one's pet. If people don't want to be my friend, whatever, I don't have to be someone's favorite just for my gender. I don't want to be someone's favorite because I'm a girl, because they have this ideology that one day we'll be together. So if someone gets along with me, I want it to be because we just get along.
Have you guys ever had somebody join that?
Okay, we're back. We're back from our bathroom break. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I am. So sorry about that. All right, you guys all good?
And then, but then I, like, cleaned my face off last night. I made a good choice. Yes, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And then Shoxi got up, and I was like, damn it, Shoxi. You're fine. Reinhardt's going to be in here now because I was trying to get him out. I didn't realize I didn't mute my mic. So he just, I guess he came in here and was, like, breathing on the microphone or something.
I don't know.
He's just gonna chill in here with us now. He wants to hang, but he also wants to leave. So I don't know. Cool. I don't know what his deal is. He's like, I want to see what you're doing, but like, I don't want to be here. So
I don't want to be here anymore. Just let me.
You're in.
My dog does that all the time. Literally, like, he'll come in, he'll be like scratching the door, like, please let me in, please let me in. Mm-hmm. I let him in, he's just like, close the door, please let me out, please let me out.
Yeah, that's what my cats do.
My dog looks so sad, so I'm like, yeah, come in here. And then he's like, I can't find him. He's like getting into everything, and I'm like,
yep.
And then I like make him go out, and he looks at me all sad. I'm like, what?
What do you want?
You're just like, calling to electrocute yourself or something. So that goes near all the wires, and he's electrocuted himself before because he's an idiot.
Are you serious?
Wait, yes.
Wait, what?
He's like licked an outlet before. It was like the saddest
thing
of my life.
Like, you gotta get those like baby things.
Yeah, I was like on the floor crying, holding him, and he was like fine. Like we took him to the vet to make sure like everything was okay. But like,
oh my God.
I was like crying. My mom's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "He electrocuted himself." She's like, is he okay? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, oh, looking at her like, God help me. Like, please let go of me. I'm just dramatic.
Dogs, I swear. Sometimes they can be so smart. Yes. Sometimes it's just like,
The same goes for, like, cats, though. They do the weirdest
things.
I don't trust cats.
Why?
Yeah, didn't you say,
Because they're so unpredictable. Like, literally, I'm like, oh, cute cat. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And then it's like, oh, I want to lay on you. And I'm like, I don't trust you to lay on me.
You gotta,
what if I try
gotta,
to get up?
You got to meet my cat, Floofs. He's, like, so sweet. And, like, he's, like, ragdolls himself if you pick him up. And you could literally, I hold him like a baby. I, like, do this thing where I, like, hold the bottom of his feet and the top of his, like, paws. And he looks like a little, like, meerkat or, like, a pill. Like, shape, and I just, like, hold him. Like, he literally just goes limp every time you, like, hold him. I don't know why. And, like, I used to put him on my shoulder and, like, let him, like, walk down my back and stuff. Like, he's just so chill. But I know what you mean. I've met some mean cats.
Yeah, because there's some cats that are like.
I've met some mean cats, but if you ever meet Floose, he'll change your perspective because he is just.
I've met a couple weird. Like really sweet cats that are like wholesome. They are like dogs. That's why I like them. Because they don't like flip.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to like read their moods. Like dogs are very.
Yeah.
Sweet,
mm-hmm.
But like cats are not.
Yeah, you just gotta like be one with for like a while and like understand. Because I grew up with cats, so like I know.
Me too. I didn't have like actual friends when I was real little. That's why I had bad social skills. We like lived in the country and we just had like a shit ton of cats. Mm-hmm. So I was like totally cool with cats. And now I'm like, I don't know. I just want dogs. I don't know why I made the switch. Like why I suddenly like want dogs instead of cats.
I feel like dogs offer like real affection always. Whereas like cats, you just don't know. Like some cats are really affectionate and some are like really like aggressive towards like not being around you.
Yeah.
Cause I used to like house sit all the time or like dog sit or cat sit. And like literally almost every, like 99% of the cats I would cat sit, I wouldn't even like see them unless I was feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like sometimes you want like, I understand cats are like good for low maintenance, but like still having like a companion. And then like dogs are like the like loyal ride or die kind of animals, but you have to take more care of them.
I've always wanted a cat. I'm allergic.
Are you really?
Yeah. I've always wanted one. But my dog acts like a cat, so I think it's close enough.
Yeah.
Like my dog's like one of those small little kind of like white fluffy things. And I've literally been... just, he like stretches out like he's a cat and stuff all the time. It's like, what are you? Who are you?
I've been thinking about this a lot, but like what would like one exotic animal, like what, if you could get an exotic animal like as a pet, which one would it be? I really want an otter or a chinchilla. Oh,
an otter. That's so cute.
I want a fox.
You get one though, like.
You work at a zoo and then you gain their trust and then you steal it. I've always wanted a chameleon, like a really cute little green one. Because they're so funny and their hands are like.
When they're babies, they look like just like little leaves.
What are their hands like?
They're like this.
They're like this.
They only have two, like, they have like two, like flaps. They're so cute. They like just like move slow. I like to go to like
just be flappy boys.
Go and just like, I'm like hi.
Yeah, there's such a mood too, like how they look at you.
Literally, that's like me. Like this is their like this is what they see when I'm like at Peck. I'm like,
oh, I can do.
And they're like
cat dog.
Oh, look at the puppy. Sorry, that's how I talk to animals.
Oh, mine's on
my dad
now.
Just like threw my dog at me, so.
I couldn't bring my dog in here. He's too.
Ooh, a fox. I could get. Yes. I can get behind a fox.
A fox would be mine.
I don't know if like if I would want like a red fox, a marble fox, or a fennec fox. But I know that if I got a fennec fox, I would want a boy, and I want to name him Astro. I already have it.
Oh my god.
I have plans. That's what I want. And like you have to like feed them. I mean, you don't have to, but you can like feed them like actual rodents, like when you feed snakes. Oh gosh, what's yours? A goat?
No. Well, yes. I'm gonna have a self-sustaining goat farm eventually. No, but since I was a child, I've wanted a tiger, like Princess Jasmine.
Yes, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Like a tiger that like attacks like who I want, but like is like chill with me for like homies.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a dragon.
I like that too, because then like I would have to worry about traffic ever again.
Yeah, you just fly with your dragon.
Yeah, traffic gives me such a migraine. Like, I'll be on the phone with my mom.
Hope it doesn't hit any buildings. That'd be hefty on your dragon insurance.
Yeah.
Your dragon insurance.
Your dragon insurance.
Oh, my God.
Just call into, like, your company one day. I need to add the endorsement.
It's because I live in Florida. Hilarious. I haven't heard that one before.
Good one.
You mean those Floridian swamp cats?
Yeah, I gotta go walk my alligator real quick.
I gotta go walk my polar bear, so. We can just do that real quick. Oh my God. Walking our
exotic
animals.
It would be to have a panda, though.
Mm. Oh,
just, like, have this big panda to cuddle
what
up yourself to eat bamboo. Be like,
I hate sloths. No, they're so creepy.
You hate them?
They're
so
creepy.
They're
so
funny.
They're just
like there. And it's funny.
Like, they're
I'd say it's funny
hands.
That they move so slow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're just chill. Oh, a koala.
Oh,
they're so cute.
Or like, people are like, what are we watching? Squirrel, like a little flying squirrel.
That would be scary. And dangerous.
Ooh, what if you guys could have a Pokemon for a pet?
And then it'll come and fly on your hand.
Have you guys ever had like, there's like some kind of animal that's like sugar?
Sugar glider.
Sugar gliders, yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute. I would love one.
They're so noisy. You have to get two. Because if you have one, they scream throughout the night, and it's just awful.
Oh, God.
If you guys could have any Pokemon for a pet, what would it be?
I don't know.
Hard.
For me, it'd be Arcanine.
A Bulbasaur.
Oh, I love Bulbasaur, too.
I'm going to get, like, crucified, but, like, I don't know any Pokemon except for the, like, very trendy main ones. So sorry.
She's like, Pikachu.
Bulbasaur for sure.
I'm like, sorry, please don't, like, come to my house and murder me. I don't judge it. I just don't know anything about it. It's a little too late.
Yeah.
Wolf as a pet, I feel like they get so big and, like, I'm not, like, a big dog person, but, like, a wolf.
Yeah, that'd be a little much.
That's pushing it.
Like, I looked into it.
You can get a wolf, but, like, tiny.
I looked into it because I was interested in, like, what if, like, one day I can have, like, a wolf as a pet? Because I love big dogs, but, like, the thing is, like, they are very destructive because they're wild. Mm-hmm. Like, your training them is different. You do have to, like, roughhouse and maintain your dominance over them. It's not as simple as a dog. It's more, like, hands-on. And then, like, they're not very protective. So if, like, someone wanted to break into your home, they would probably run out.
They just, like, watch.
They'd run out. They'd run away. So it's
that's literally my dog.
My cat would just watch and be like, I don't know why there's a stranger in the house. What's up?
Just what's happening.
I know. Like, if the person was, like, breaking in, my dog would, like, lose his shit and, like, attack him. But, like, if he just, like, walked in the front door, he'd be like, hey, what's up? You got your Tara see me? Or, what? Oh, you're taking the TV off?
If they smashed, like, the window or whatever and, like, came in, Floofs would just look at them and be like, what's up? And Floofs loves, like, dudes for some reason. He loves them. Like, he jumped on, like, a mailman one time when he came in. I've never seen him do that before. He, like, jumped up and he was like, hold me. The poor mailman's like, fuck. He's so sweet, too. So it's like, ugh.
So I used to have a dog that was scared of the mailman.
Really?
Yes. And she was a lab, and she had, like, a baby pool. And she'd be out playing in her baby pool, and the mailman would come up, and she would hide down in her baby pool from him.
Aww.
Yeah.
My dog has definitely chased the UPS man once. He got out. It was, like, low-key, like, really funny, but also, like, he got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
See, my dog's absolutely in love with the postman. Like, whenever the postman comes by, like, let's just see, even, like, see at, like, 9 a.m., because our postman comes at 10 a.m., but 9, half 9, my dog jumps up to the window, and he's like, soon. Kind of, and he just stares out the window as if, soon he'll be here. And then it's like, you can sometimes see, like, a red van in, like, the street behind us, and you'll, like, run to the veranda, or, like, balcony. Like, I'm talking Scottish words. Anyway, you'll, like, run to, like, the balcony, and he'll just, like, stare over at the red van and be like, soon it'll come around to my street, kind of thing. Then when it finally comes to our house and he, like, puts the letter through the box, my dog just jumps up and steals it, like, right out of the postman's hand, and just, he guards it for hours and we can't see our mail until dog's bored with it. Like, we need to wait for the dog to be bored until we can see our mail, like. So if it's something important and you're like, please don't eat that. Please. Please let it live.
Oh my goodness. Was there anything else that you guys want to talk about? Like, some recent things that have happened in media? Media or gaming? I think we covered, like, the big ones.
I feel like I could have been more prepared. If it was, like, any other time, like, I would, because, like, things always bother me. And then I don't talk about them with anybody.
I have been, like...
Next time I, like, think of something, I'm just going to put it in my notes. So then I'll be like,
yeah, that's a good idea.
I got some tea here.
Yeah.
Okay. On the tea list.
I have been, like, keeping my eyes on Twitter for, like, the past 3 weeks. Because I'm like, something is going to happen by the time we do this again. And we're going to have something to talk about. So, sure enough, two people got in trouble for, like, abusing animals. Ninja went to Mixer. The only other thing was Alinity. Or not Alinity. Shoot, what was her name? Said a supposed slur. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
So someone broke it down. I really honestly don't think that she said a slur. Once, like, they broke it down.
It was, like, a quick, she, like, said something really fast, and, like, it could have easily been taken either way.
And that's happened so many times before, where people get banned for, like, saying something too fast. It happened to Pokimane, like...
When she was playing League of Legends, she was literally saying the name of a League of Legends champion years ago and got trouble for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think people are just, like, always waiting for that to happen, and that's, like, so unfair that, like, someone can get in trouble for, like, accidentally saying something or, like, mixing their words together or whatever, but then, like, people who intentionally do some of that stuff don't.
Yeah, and literally, they're not even saying the word. It just sounds like it.
Yeah. It's, like, who gets more attention for it? Like, if you're a tiny streamer, like, I've seen really small streamers use, like, racial slurs and stuff and, like, not get reported because they're so small that it, like, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But, like, the big ones accidentally say something, like, slightly that, like, kind of sounds like it, and, like, it's, like, this huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, like, I feel like that's what sucks about, like, growing is, like, you have to be really careful about, like, what you do and what you say because you're, like, constantly
more people
being
are out to get you.
And I think that was a big reason why it blew up so much was people are wanting her to get banned. Because here lately people have been on a let's ban a bunch of people on Twitch who shouldn't be there.
Right.
So people are just, like, waiting for a reason to get, like, angry.
That's, like, when, like, this is a weird metaphor that I thought of. But it's like when somebody has, like, a warrant for their arrest, so a cop waits for them to go 1 mile over the speed limit so you can pull them over and then arrest them for whatever they did before. That's, like, the same thing where it's, like, they're just waiting for something.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
they're just waiting for something to hit.
That has some sort of, like, pull to it that they can do what they want with it.
Yeah, and when you have, like, a huge group of people, like, doing that, Twitch pays attention when, like, a bunch of reports come in for, like, the same reason and, like, the same, like, moment in a stream. So, but, like, a smaller streamer, like, even if only one person reports it, like, Twitch is, like,
Yeah,
we'll look at it later, you know?
Honestly, it's just funny how, like, people will dislike a streamer, yet they'll spend all their time watching the streamer. And they're like, I hate this person, we should get banned. And it's like, why are you spending all your time in their bloody stream then? Like, go watch something you actually enjoy.
Like, I don't want to, like, tell people, like, how to stream or anything like that, which I'm, like, not. But, like, the way I want to stream is, like, the people who are in my stream, like, I only want you there if, like, you want the best for, like, the community.
Yeah, like, so if you're, like, actually there, I do that to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. So when I grow, it's more like I have more people that, like, go to bat for me rather than are out to get me. And I think a lot of people can, like, accidentally build communities of toxicity. I'm not saying she did that or anything, but, like, a lot more people are prone to things like that when they allow that kind of community of their own. What I mean? I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
How do you guys feel about cancel culture?
Cancel culture?
Yes.
I think people just want clout off of it.
Yeah.
By saying, oh, this person's canceled. Like, shut the fuck up. That's, like, that's me. It's like, you have no, like, right to tell anybody. Like, these are still, like, humans. Like, unless they do something really bad, but I'm not going to be like, you're canceled. I'm just going to be like, get off the internet.
That's, like, a thing with, like, being, like, a streamer, though, and, like, being, like, a viewer. Like, as a streamer, you have to understand, like, when people watch you, they put you, like, on, like, a pedestal. And if you do one thing, they could, like, you know, cancel. But then at the same time, when you're a viewer, you have to understand, like, we're all people. We, like, we're not, we can't, like, be, like, perfect all the time. So when they do make mistakes, you have to look at it as, like, a viewer and, like, an audience member, like, someone of the community, like, how much do I, like, actually care? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how big of a deal was it? You know what I mean?
Well, I think you also need to, like, people need to take a second, evaluate, like, what the situation is, maybe, like, look into it before they just, like, hop on a bandwagon of it. Like, do you even know what happened, or are you just, like...
Or did you see it on Drama Alert?
You see it on Drama Alert, or did you see someone say, like, oh, this person's canceled, so you're like, yeah, they are, but, like, what they do? Like...
Yeah.
like, I just feel like original opinions are so scarce nowadays that it frustrates me, because it's, like, just, like, it's okay to have a different opinion than everyone else on something. It's okay to, like, not be on a bandwagon. Like, it's totally fine, like...
I think a lot of it too is what did they do? I think it comes down to that. Because there are people who like do little things and make mistakes. And it's like, okay, like slap on the wrist, that sort of thing. But like when it comes down to like bigger things, like for example, when we talked about that guy who had abused his wife on Twitch, could cancel culture go for him?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's something big, it's like...
Yeah, so it depends on the subject. Like, there's so many times people have been, like, cancelled over something really, really tiny. Like, they've said, like, the wrong thing or something like that. Like, or something they've not even, like, properly, like, meant. It's, like, a proper accident. Or they've, like, they've just not understood the situation. And then Twitter's like, yeah, let's cancel them. But then see when someone's actually done something that's, like, legally wrong. I feel like that's fair grounds kind of thing.
I agree. Yeah.
That's the way I see it. Because I don't usually join in with, like, cancel culture things. I've only joined in with, like, one thing, and it was because it was, like, an actual proper situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel like if it's something that's, like, a legal situation or something that's, like, super serious, I feel like it's so childish to be like, you're canceled. Like, why don't we, like, if it's, like, an adult situation where it's, like someone abusing their... like significant other, like that's not okay, and it's like not okay to make it a like a platform for you to grow on Twitter. Like that's pretty fucked up. Like it needs to be dealt with the way it should be dealt with, and you shouldn't gain anything from it, because then that just makes you like, I don't know, I don't like people gaining off of someone else's like that's like, if it's serious, then you gaining off of it means like you don't take it serious.
Yeah, in my opinion. Too many people look for things to make their own profit off of. So,
for sure.
It's all for clout. Clout all chasing.
People are chasing clouds up here. Yeah, the G Fuel video, I also had a group of girls who were like, she just wants clout. I'm like, I had no idea that me posting this on my Twitter was going to do anything.
Like, I just wanted to make people laugh, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Move along.
I'm making content.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's like anybody who's got a drop of clout is now a clout chaser.
It literally, though. It's like, is there, like, a proper way to do it anymore? Like, where people are like, oh, yes, good job, lovely. Good clout. Like, good clout. Job. Good clout. Good clout. We only acceptable like organic...
Clout. Real clout over here.
Gets like hosted and you're like, ah, clout chaser. It's like, what the
I hate when people they think people are clout chasing when they do things. It's like, not everyone wants like clout. Yeah. Like sometimes people,
there's very obvious clout chasing.
Yeah, especially when you have people like coming in like, hey, I'm live now, I'm gonna start my stream now, hello, hi, I'm live, and it's like, okay, that's great.
Okay, cool.
Have a good one, so, that.
Yeah, I saw this tweet that I retweeted, it was so funny. It was a meme with, like, a picture that was kind of like this, and it was, like, when, like, a random comes in, they're like, just stopping by before I start my stream,
hi, I retweeted it. It's like... I retweeted it because I thought it was
okay. Like, have fun. Hope your stream goes good.
I also loved how you shared the one where it was like when he says he has 5 extra bits in his account.
I saw that too.
That one did so good. I was like, yes, I actually made something funny on Twitter.
Made something funny.
But yeah, you know what?
Funny on Twitter. Like, the stuff that you don't think is going to be funny gets like so much hype. You're like, this is going to be hilarious. Gets like 5 likes.
That's how some of my TikToks that actually like went a little bit viral. Like, I was like, this is stupid, but I haven't posted in a while. And I came up with an idea. I got to post it. And like, my top video, or my second top video, I literally had, like, no makeup on, like, messy hair, because I just came up with an idea, literally rolled out of bed, greasy face, and made it, and it literally popped off, and I was like, well, if I knew it was going to do good, I might have, like, been more presentable. I just haven't posted in a while.
Exactly.
But yeah, that picture where I was, like, turning around, that was me in high school. We were doing, like, some, like, photo shoot, because I was, like, in a film class, so we needed, like, a cover for our film, And so they were taking pictures of, like, me and a group behind, and this kid messaged me the other day on my Snap, and he was like, hey, I know we haven't talked in, like, years since, like, high school, but I found this picture of you, and I thought you would like it. And then I was like, actually, like, thank you. Like, I do like that picture. I'm going to use it for a meme.
Yeah, I'm going to use it for a meme. Yeah.
All the pictures of me from high school were so terrible, because, like, me in high school, like, junior year or beginning of senior year, I literally wore like the same sweatshirt and jacket almost every day because our school was so
Me
cheap
too.
And like wouldn't heat the school. Like some of the classrooms were actually like 60 degrees
yeah,
in the winter.
Me too.
So I looked like garbage. I was working two jobs on top of trying to get like a AP diploma. Mm-hmm. So I was just like dead all the time.
But yeah,
and
I always
class.
Was, like, PJs or, like, hoodie.
Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, stopped. I was like just, that. Like, I was not interested in, like, playing the games of high school where it's, mm-hmm. like, you have to look like this and, like, talk to this person, talk to this person.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been like that. I've just been, like...
I was like that for, like, a month, and then after,
yeah,
I was,
exactly.
like, what am I doing?
Like, this is a
See,
lot
here in
of
Scotland, we have, like...
Yeah.
We all have, like, uniforms, and we all have to wear the exact same outfit as each other. In Scotland, so it was literally, like, shirt, tie, black skirt, and that was, like... every single day, or black trousers. It was, like, nothing you could do to kind of change it. And, like, so, I never really went to school much, so when I went and, like, I wore a kind of nice kind of colourful jacket, I was kind of let off because we were like, okay, you're in school. We're proud of you for being here. Mm-hmm. But then, like, if one of my friends wore, like, a red hoodie, they were like, no, you have to go home and change that. Like, you weren't allowed to wear even, like, hoodies or, like, shoes of a different colour. So it was, like, really strict uniform. And that's the way it is in, like, every school here. So, like, you was, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, we're at this and that. It just sounds so, like, crazy to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bit kind of like, oh, wish we kind of got to do that.
A lot of our schools would, like, try to, like, people wanted us to go to uniforms, and so many people were like, no, we're not going to freaking uniforms. Because, like, it just, I had to, like, work somewhere where I would wear a uniform every day. And I hated it because, like, I didn't like it. It was all I ever wore. And I just was, like, I felt like doo-doo. And I was, like, damn it. I bought this cute sweater and I can't even wear it because I spent all my life here wearing this get-up. I have to wear these scrubs
That's
every day. I would get so over it. I would be, like, no, I'm done. I can't do this.
Yeah, I feel like I would always be so, like, underdressed that, like, I would be, like, I'd buy, like, a nice outfit, but I wouldn't want to wear it because I wouldn't want people to give me, like, attention being like, oh, my God, you actually tried today.
I know.
I would just, like,
same.
Always, like, keep the same, like,
same,
maybe mascara, and, like, everything else was just, like, a hoodie, leggings, whatever, because I was just so...
See, for us, like, we had, like, events, and they're called non-uniform days, where you actually
yeah,
get to wear your real clothes to, like, school, and you're like, oh my god, I can wear whatever I want. And it was, like, that day, everyone just, like, went and, like, total, like, as far as they could kind of thing. It was, like, this one day, we're all gonna show we're cute kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, I always wanted to just be able to wear what I wanted to school. Like, I hated uniform. It was, like, because it was black and white, it was depressing as fuck. Like, white short, black skirt, just, like, nah. I want to wear something cute.
Yeah.
I want to wear this.
I would be like, no. I look like a freaking waiter or a hairdresser.
No, waiter.
Yeah.
I mean, at least everyone else is wearing the same thing, so it's not just like you are forced to. But yeah, no. Like, no individualism.
Mm-hmm, basically. And if you had any kind of little, like, thing added on, you're like, you take that off now. It's like, sorry. Just wanted to be original.
Yeah.
I just wanted to show my personality before you talk to me.
I know.
Because it's so funny because...
I want to be a black and white person.
Yeah, because, like, there's so many people, like, the other day I went to Starbucks and this girl had a Mewtwo enamel pin on her hat. And I was like, oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking and it would be so depressing, like, if you couldn't do that in a day-to-day.
Yeah.
It gives you a way to, like, relate to people and I enjoy that. I did see, like, a comment somewhere on Twitter earlier. I almost forgot to bring this up. How do you guys feel? Because people are saying that they are mad that Twitch isn't gameplay focused.
What do you mean?
Like, people are like, it's not even about games anymore.
I disagree, but... Like, I'm confused because, like... I feel like they just, like, they were like, I need something to be mad about today. Let me pull something out of my ass real quick. Oh, okay, this will work here. You know, like, this, like, that actually makes no sense to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
I have, like, a breaking news tea alert that I just saw on Twitter. Ninja just posted a video that says, disgusted and so sorry. It's a minute and a half.
Cool.
And he's talking about how pissed he is that Twitch is using his channel to advertise other people. He didn't know about
really?
It. He didn't know about it?
They did
no
it on
way.
Own.
No, they, yeah, they everyone did it. Get on Twitter.
Literally, I'm about to, holy. They did it, like, by themselves as, like, a jab to him. Like, fine, we're going to use the biggest person and advertise other people. Yeah, he just posted it. So,
oh my god, hold on, let's see here.
We were just talking about that too, and we're like, oh, that's nice, that's cool. And then,
he didn't know about it. He was watching Thought Talks. He's watching it. He's like, missing it.
Ninja loves what? Thought Talks.
Oh my gosh, that's wild, bro. Yeah, if you guys are watching it.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Mm-hmm. Let's see the tea live. Okay, let's see.
Oh, I didn't watch the end.
Wait, should I, like, play this so everyone here
can
listen?
Yeah, play it
listen?
On the screen. Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys hear the end, I stopped watching after a minute.
Okay. I'm going to play on full volume so you guys can hear it.
I didn't even go to the part that's the wildest.
Okay, here we go.
As you guys know, I'm streaming on Mixer now. My team and I have made sure that the transition went incredibly smooth, super professional. We haven't said anything bad or negative about Twitch, obviously, because there really hadn't been any reason to. Over the last couple of days, there have been some things that have been going on that, you know, we let slide. They were kind of annoying, little jabs we felt like, but it didn't matter. We wanted to stay professional. But now, for those of you who don't know, if you go to twitch.tv/ninja, they advertise other channels. They don't do this for anyone else that's offline, by the way, just me. And there are also other streamers who have signed with other platforms whose stream and channel still remains the same. You can see their VODs. They don't promote other streams. They don't promote other popular channels. But they do on mine. I've been streaming for 8 years to build my brand, to build that channel. 14 and a half million followers. And they were still using my channel to promote other streamers. Well, now there was a porn account that was number one being recommended on my channel. And I have no say in any of this stuff. So this is the line, this is the straw. We're trying to get the whole channel taken down to begin with, or at least not promote other streamers and other channels on my brand, on my freaking profile. So for anyone who saw that, for anyone whose kids or who just didn't obviously want to see that, I apologize, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's all right, Mixer, I got this.
I muted you guys so while I played it, but holy... There was a porn account.
I know.
Kids follow. Like, he's like the child channel.
Yeah.
And that's why she's just like, Ninja's not here, but would you like to watch porn instead? Like,
wow.
I mean, like, this kind of, like, scares me for, like, the future of Twitch. Like,
because that's been happening a lot where, like, porn, like, accounts go on.
Oh, it's been going on for a while.
Right.
Where, like, porn accounts pop up or. And the thing is, like, there'll be ones where it looks like it's, like, someone is doing stuff, but it's actually someone live streaming Chatterbait. It's not even the person you see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, the thumbnail, yeah.
Yeah. So, that is so, like...
Oh, my God.
Here's what I think Twitch should do.
And he didn't even know, too.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it took him this long to find out. Because people were talking about it for a while. So, I think maybe he knew.
I'm sure he knew and was just, he didn't know about, like, that extent.
He's yeah.
Like, whatever, I don't care. Doesn't matter. But, like, when that's going to negatively affect him for sure.
Yeah.
And they just the credit card, which means he doesn't get ad rev from it. So, they could just use it. Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
It would have been different if they, like, changed his name on there and, like, just made it something else, because he probably wouldn't, like, whatever, but, like, the fact that it has his, like, name and his branding and stuff, that's where it's, like...
Yeah, it's still all there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, in my brain, it's, like, Twitch needs to, like, do something. Like, do you not realize how many people are leaving your platform, and then you're doing that? Like
you know that,
like we just said, it's a business. Like, you cannot be petty and lose all your people.
You know that SpongeBob meme where it's like inside SpongeBob's brain, and it's like everything's on fire. It's like an office, and it's like on fire, and everyone's running off like files. They don't know what to do. That's like Twitch right now. That's literally Twitch right now. Like running around. Oh God, what do we do?
I think what they need to do,
like Ninja says, like, you're not doing that for anyone else's move platform.
Yeah.
It's just him, which is like unfair. Yeah.
PewDiePie still has his check mark and he moved platform. Like, he doesn't stream on Twitch
anymore. Really?
Yeah. That's like the T with like the whole removing the check mark thing. They only did it for Ninja, not anyone else. Like,
so maybe
unless
was...
there's some sort of like contract thing that they settled on. See, but I mean, like, PewDiePie still has his check mark and he doesn't stream on Twitch.
It just says
I
want to
know who's
like
running it, because it's not going to be, they did not have a board meeting to do this. Like, it was somebody who was in charge of that stuff that did it. And that, so like that individual or that group of individuals needs to be removed from that position. If that's,
and that makes
like,
you think how much say do we have over our accounts?
Yeah.
Their own, like, a Twitch account. Because Ninja didn't know, so, like, they are just doing it on their own, and, like, they have access to his account. Probably his password, too. Like, I'd be changing my passwords right now if I knew they were, like, using my account.
They can get past the password.
Yeah, they can
easily
do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if, like...
I just feel like Twitch needs to, like, crack down on being, like, biased and, like, you can't have petty individuals in a position where they have that much power over someone's account. Like, that's just not going to work. It's not going to be, like,
honestly,
you're gonna
like,
look
see
so
if
bad.
Really...
It's going to happen if you do that, which is exactly
if they really wanted to keep the kind of advertising thing, then they could have literally just put, like, Ninja's not here, but here's the Fortnite category, instead of, like, all the channels underneath.
Yeah.
That would have at least solved the problem of people, you know, putting porn on so it gets higher.
Yeah.
Like, at least if it was just like, you know, here's a Fortnite category, because you still want to watch Fortnite kind of thing, fair enough, but the actual, like, kind of channels being as if he is a category is a bit weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just weird as fuck the way they've done the whole thing of, like, he's in another castle. Watch these channels.
Yeah. Well, it's like, the people who are still using Twitch, I feel like Twitch's mindset is that, like, oh, well, you know, we're all Twitch, so, like, everybody band together and, like, hate Ninja, but, like, nobody here has, like, everyone's kind of like, all right, well, good for you, do your thing, whatever.
Yeah,
like, there's some salty people, but it's, like, we want to stream on a platform that's, like, professional. And that's, like, so unprofessional to do that. Like, that just makes me feel like they're children behind the scenes.
I think, like, what they need to do, especially with, like, moderating, like, reports and stuff, I think what Twitch needs to do is hire people that are able to work from home and be able to receive the reports and look over reports from home. Because I know several people that they enjoy that sort of thing, where, like, I know people that are able to look up accounts and see who's looking or using lurk communities and cheating and who's using external hosts to get more views. Like, I know people that are able to do that, and I think that a lot of people who have that passion to make Twitch a better place would be able to, one, make a living off of it, and two, be able to make a difference, and three, it would improve the platform for everyone. So it would be amazing if people were to be able to do this, and, like, they don't even have to be in the same state. Like, they can be in various time zones,
that's
various
what,
countries.
Apple does. That's what Apple does. Like,
constant customer service.
They're all at home,
It would help out so many people, and it would get so many people involved, and it would help start cleaning things up. But I feel like they rely on, like, an auto mod system. And then they have, like, a select group of people who go in and actually
look over things if it's actually, like, serious.
But I think that it would definitely help, and especially if, like, I'm sure Twitch is like, well, like, that's more money for us, like, to spend. I'm like, stop looking at your employees as expenditures and look at them as an asset to make things better, because now you're looking at damage control. So I think in light of everything, I think that, like, with all the stuff going around with the platform, is going to give us a leg up to reach out and be like, you wanted us to hold you accountable when you were advertising Ninja and Pokimane on other people's channels. That statement came out. But, like, here we are. holding you accountable. This is what we want to do. This is our plan. Here is our ideas. It's your move now. What do you want to do with this information? So I'm actually putting together a small portfolio of ideas for Twitch that I think would be a really great way to make it a better platform. And with everything going on, I think now's the time for them to really listen to what people want. Mm-hmm. 100%. So, because you can't just upset people and expect to still do well.
Mm-hmm. Well, so James in the chat is talking about how it's like, okay that they're advertising it because it's their domain and all that stuff. I'm not saying that like what they're doing is like illegal or anything like that, but what I'm saying, like, as a business standpoint, you don't want your business looking like you're doing something because you're mad they left. Like, you have to be more like unbiased and more like gracious about things like that. Otherwise you're gonna lose more and more people. I'm talking about it from a business standpoint. That is a dumb thing to do. Yeah. Like, and you want the money from his channel because he's got so many followers or viewers or whatever it is, then you're advertising other people and they're going to pay for that. But like, you can't put that bad of a name on your platform because you're like doing something wrong. Like,
especially
whether or
when
not
you have
it's
all
okay,
these people jumping
like,
ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
like,
when all these people are leaving, like you're just going to
exactly.
People, yeah. Just make it worse, Twitch. You're making it worse.
Because you're making us feel like, like, you are trying to be, like, big brother. We have the power to, like, do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. And even if it's slightly harmless, the porn account, that's not okay. If it was just regular things, like, it's whatever. But, like, they're doing something that is going to make everyone want to, like, leave and not be on board with Twitch. Like, who's going to advocate for Twitch when they're doing this stupid shit? Like,
exactly.
And you need, like, the reason you're a thing is, like, individuals.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're showing us, like, you're showing me, you're showing Shoxi, you're showing Third, you're showing all of us that, like, we don't really actually matter. Like, if we leave, you're just gonna do whatever you want. Like, that's not, like, if you want it to be a community, you need to treat us like we are valued.
Yeah. Larry, there is usually porn on Twitch.
When there's other platforms growing, then Twitch, FF and Twitch should be thinking about how to make it better now that Mixer is scaling on a bit more, and the fact that there is so many people jumping ship, you'd think Twitch would be like, okay, let's think of things we can do that make streamers want to stay with us more than move to Mixer. Because it's not as if it's people who are new to streaming just going, hey, I'm going to stream on Mixer now. It's people who have streamed on Twitch and went, you know what, I think Mixer's better for me. I think Twitch hasn't really given me as much as I thought it would.
Yeah.
So Twitch should really be thinking about how can we offer more than Mixer. Yeah.
And I think if
we should make
it
more than just, you know, ninjas moved kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think if we can learn anything from Ninja moving, it's that he didn't need Twitch. Like, most people, like, if you have, like, a community that's, like, going to be behind you, they'll watch you on Mixer.
Yeah.
Like, they're there for you. They're not there for Twitch's, like, little layout and how they have chat and all these sub badges and, like, stuff Mixer, like, doesn't have. They're there for the person they're watching. So if you have a community and you have, like, you know, people behind you as, like, a streamer, like, who will support you no matter where you go, like, you could stream on Twitter and they'd probably watch you, like, almost all of them because... and, like, even when you, like, switch games, like, you don't even have to think about it as, like, platform. If you switch games, like, a lot of people watch you for you. And Ninja really showed that because he is a little bit less under on his, like, average, but, like, not by much. Like, he is still doing, like, very good, a lot better than I thought he was going to do on Mixer. So it's, like, one of those things, like, Twitch has to step it up because people are going to realize that they don't, like, need Twitch, you know? They don't, like, need that platform. They can go wherever they want and grow there. It just depends on like what they prefer.
Yeah, I think Twitch needs to realize that Twitch needs us more than we need Twitch. Meaning
they gotta listen.
They gotta offer something to us. They have to listen to us. They have to make us feel like more valued because every single person here knows that they're valued because we're the ones making Twitch money. Like, sure, you make us money because you're a platform, but like, there's other places I can do that. And we choose to do it here. And, like, we have such an easy way to, like, be able to switch, so...
Yeah, because that's the thing, like, Ninja, he moved, it was because of money, because of a really good deal. But all the other people who have moved, aren't necessarily only Ninja fans or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people have moved just because he's actually brought Mixer to their attention. They've went, you know what, this looks pretty good. It's not, but for Ninja, it was money-based. But for all the other people, it's not been. It's just been a matter of, oh. And then you've been seeing a lot of people who have moved to Mixer and actually post on Twitter saying, like, you know what, I'm actually enjoying this a lot more. Like, mm-hmm. the up-and-coming, like, thing that Mixer has, apparently people are really liking that because they're getting a lot more discoverability than they would here and such. So I know we have the kind of like the, what is it, like streams with smaller communities, but
yeah, we've
on
got
the
that and now you can actually,
but it's not
sort.
Widely, it's not exactly widely, there's not accessible. Much there. I see like 6 channels when I click on it. There's no like see more or anything to scroll down it. As well as, like, not many people really look at the homepage of Twitch, I feel. Everyone looks at browse and directory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what's interesting is that when this whole, like, Mixer thing happened, people were like, oh, I'm moving, or, like, are you moving? Whatever it was. And I was like, I'm not going to move because, like, my mindset was, like, Twitch is going to be less saturated, more opportunities for, like, viewers, whatever. And, like, Twitch is... Like, I literally, I am still going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but, like, I was saying, like, Twitch is going to have to do something. They're going to, like, they're not stupid. Like, they should really step up because that's what you have to do when competition comes up. Like, you have to. You can't just, like, be like, ah, whatever, we're fine.
It'll work itself out.
Yeah, like, you have to do something. So I'm still hoping they do because there's still time for that. But, like, I'm a little disappointed with how they've handled it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm expecting September must be, like, something surely decent to try and get themselves back in, because people were a bit kind of disappointed with last year, September, because it was, like, if you get gifted a sub, you can continue it for, like, a dollar or something. So it wasn't really up to them. Like, it was more just if they got gifted a sub, they could then use their perk, in a sense.
Yeah, September.
So I know a lot of people were disappointed last year, so it's, like, this year they should think of something that people actually be kind of excited about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially now with there being other options and such growing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to, I feel like they gotta like update something, add something. Like when they're adding like stupid stuff that like people don't really use, like,
nah.
Personally, I don't think the sub streams is a great idea. Like, because they just have so many smaller streamers that it's like,
right.
If we did like, that,
let
like,
me stream to 3 people. Woo!
Exactly.
Yeah, that like, meme.
Yeah, it just, well, I don't and know. Like, there's things that they're working on that whoever's making the final decisions needs to like have a better like thought process.
Yeah, and I feel like a big thing though too is like if you look at how many partner streamers there are, it's like 1% or less of people who stream on the platform are partnered. And even then, like that also includes people who got their partnership and don't average as many, or they got their partnership because they're part of a team, so they're still like way down there. So like the amount of people who get a lot of views is still like a small percent. And I feel like not everything has to be catered to those people who get all the views. Sure, they're bringing the most money. Yeah. However, my thing is, don't underestimate the underdog. Like, anybody else could be even bigger than Ninja and all the other people that are, you know, and maybe they could be better. So, I think they really should start listening. Use your freaking Twitter and talk to people. Hello? Like, you're missing out on so many opportunities to talk to people on social media. And
it's people think there's some really good ideas.
Yeah.
Right. You see some things that people have mentioned and you're like, that'd be a fucking fantastic idea. But then Twitch just never acknowledge it, despite the amount of people that will like reply and say like, you know what, we need this.
Yeah.
Like, even if loads of people have this opinion of this would be brilliant, Twitch is like,
because they didn't think of it, or their team. It's like, we're not going to be like, you stole our idea. Like, we want those things implemented. Like, I don't care whose idea it was. Like, if it's a good idea, they just want it on the channel. Or, like, whatever. But we'll see. Maybe because, like, I know things take time, so maybe they are working on something. But you just never know.
But damn, they could at least say something. Like, I want to see, instead of, like, because I, like, will post videos of, like, new stuff. But, like, I want to see kind of, like, how Overwatch, they have one of their devs actually come out and, like, he talks to people about the changes. I'm spacing on his name. Yeah. What's his name?
Jeff from the Overwatch team.
That's right. And that's it became like a meme. Yeah. He became a meme and people love and adored him and they made the community feel closer. I think that would be a really good idea for Twitch to get some higher ups to come out and actually talk to people and
don't even know what they look like.
Yeah. Like talk to us about your ideas you have, what you want to do, get to know us, let us get to know you so we know who we're talking to. And not this mysterious board of people who we don't even know what you do or what your plans are. Like, there's just so much, like, mystery behind it. And it there really doesn't have to be, even though, like, people might be trying to, like, they might want to, like, hide some of their ideas because they don't want other platforms to steal it. And it's like, look, just talk to people. Get out there and talk to people because that relationship with your smaller community people is going to have such a bigger effect than you can even think of. So, and I just think it all goes into that damage control right now. They need to get on damage control like 2 weeks ago, honestly. It should have already happened. If I was running the company, there would damn well already be some things changed because I would be like, this is not something we're going to push off. This needs to happen today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, they have the resources for it. Like,
don't
you're the biggest streaming platform and, like, you're being stupid. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, you have all these people working for you and you're choosing to do this? Like, or you're choosing to do nothing? Like,
yeah, it's, like, even, like, Fuzzy, they're saying in, like, what class is a small streamer? Because there's people who have, like, average 100 viewers and make double what you'd make in a full-time job. So I feel like Twitch really forgets that people, even on lower viewership than, like, their big names, are still bringing a lot of money to their company. Mm-hmm. And they're still... So if even if, like, all the kind of smaller people were to move, it would add up.
Oh,
it would add up.
Yeah.
100%.
Compared to, like
when you spend,
one big streamer.
Like, $10 and then you spend another 10 and you think you, like, have so much money, and it's just like... Oh, why am I broke? It's like, because you spent $10 a bunch of times. Like, eventually, like, Twitch is going to be like, where's all of our $10? Like, what happened to them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's so many... Show your affiliate streamers you want them to reach partnered. Show them you care about them hitting partner. Because here's the thing. The more affiliate streamers that hit partner and are hitting those goals that they have, and that they're bringing in more and building more of a community, the more that they're going to make anyway. So it's like, you don't have to invest in, like, your top tier. You don't have to invest so much into them. So,
I agree.
Like, show your affiliates you really want to help them grow, because ultimately they're going to help you grow as well. Because
I think they like to, like, tap into the, like, celebrity culture of big streamers, and that's what they try to, like, push, because I think they're trying to, like, as opposed to, like, advertising to streamers, they're advertising to viewers, and so I think that's where their, like, mindset has been, is, like,
it's
on
trying
building
to get
these
more
celebrities.
People onto the platform because of celebrities.
Right.
Celebrity culture,
like,
basically, they're trying to make it,
as opposed to thinking about, like, because, like, the viewers are what, like, give money, I guess. Like, they're the ones who, like, attract, like, advertisers, or, like, they subscribe or they use bits or whatever. But, like you said, like, the streamers are the ones that are doing that. Like, those viewers wouldn't be there to view nothing. Like, you're making so much on the, like, 99 percentile. Like,
And so many people watch stream because they want that personal connection with that streamer and want to get to know them. And the thing is, like, if people are wanting that connection with the streamer, they should have that connection with the platform as well.
Yeah.
So if that's what's driving people to the platform to have a connection with someone, the platform should also be like, well, if that's why they love them, we should have that connection with them as well. Show them that we care about them. Because, like, I say all the time, I don't know why people sub to me. I don't get it. I don't know why. I'm not, like, a good player or anything. And people are like, you're just nice and I like you. So, I think Twitch should do the same thing and have that.
Yeah, for a website that's based on, like, having connections with people, Twitch has zero connection with people. You know what I mean? Like, the business, like, the big men up there, like, I don't even know, like, who even they are, like, their faces or anything, but just, like, this mysterious, like, thing, like, have no interaction with us, yet the whole website is based on having interaction with, like, people. Like, we have fucking TwitchCon, for God's sakes, to connect everybody, but yet they're still, like, over here floating, like,
yeah,
doing whatever, like, no information coming to us. Like, whenever, I always joke about this on my channel, like, when VIP came out, someone was like, ooh, who are you gonna make VIP? And I was like, I didn't even know, like, I don't know, I didn't even know it was coming, and then, like, when they came out with other stuff, it's like, I didn't know it was coming. Like, they don't tell us stuff. They just release it and tell us to, like, figure it out. Like, I didn't have time to, like, prepare who I wanted to, like, how I wanted to handle the whole VIP thing. Or, like, the substream. Someone was like, are you going to do substreams? I was like, I just found out today. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I didn't get enough time to, like, you know, think about it.
I feel like what they should do is, like, some kind of, like, newsletter that they send to, like, your email or something. Like, this is what we're working on. Soon enough, that's like, because the only way I ever find things out is through Twitter. It's literally Twitter is how I find things out. It's not necessarily Twitch's Twitter, it's other streamers posting, oh, hey, I heard this is going to be happening.
Yes, same.
So see if there was just, like, even if they just emailed or put out, like, some kind of video or something saying, we're working on this, look forward to it soon kind of thing, and we'll give you more details when we can. That'd be, like, that'd be acceptable for me kind of thing. I'd be quite happy for that, because at least I know things are coming.
You know what would be incredible?
They want, like, leaks, but, like, just put that in your, like, terms of service type of deal. Like, you can't
give it a release date. Be like, hey, guys, this is the new VIP thing, and it's coming out in 2 weeks. So then it's not like, hey, we're releasing it today. Figure it out. It's on your channel. Like, deal with it.
Exactly.
You know?
So that they
good fucking luck.
Yeah, like, we want more of a heads up, because, like, we get the emails that it hits that day, but, like, more of a heads up. And I think it would be really cool, because, like, I think it would be really cool if there was a way that people could send in some ideas that they have. Someone goes through, they pick out the best ideas, and then at TwitchCon, those people that submit those ideas have that chance to then sit down with someone or a group of people, and they can discuss these ideas on how to make the platform better, because that's involving your community, and that's finding, like, different ways that people think and see things, because a CEO is going to see things differently than a consumer. Okay. So, and as much as the CEO tries to, you know, look at it from a consumer perspective, you're not always going to, it's not going to be that perfect, and that there might be that one person that has that groundbreaking idea that could change everything. But Twitch needs to give us the opportunity to present these ideas, and they need to give us the opportunity, like, they need to also be willing to listen. That's the biggest thing, is being ready to listen and being ready for change.
I agree. That's I also think, like, they don't understand the, like, amount of power hype has. Like, and it, hype culture is, like, if you're hyping up, like, if someone was like, oh, we're going to start substreams on September 1st, like, everyone's going to get, like, hyped for it or whatever, or, like, form their opinions on it, and then, like, they can make tweaks if they see people, like, negatively, like, commenting on it. Like, they can make the tweaks before it even releases, and so that when it releases, it's what everyone wanted. It's everyone knows about it. Then it, you can be like, we're gonna do a sub stream.
Yeah,
the day it comes out, like, be ready for it or whatever it is.
Yeah, because, like, it's literally, like, apart from things, a few things get announced at TwitchCon, and, you know, they don't come out in for a while, which is good. But for a majority of things, it's like the week before. They're like, next week we're going to be releasing this, and it's like, a week isn't really that long to really think about how you're going to utilize it.
And normally, I find out, like, right when it comes out. Like, that's when
same.
It just, like, baffles me that such a successful and, like, well-liked company like Amazon owns Twitch. Mm-hmm. Yet Twitch is such, like, a mess.
So
and it's
true.
Like Amazon has, like, one day shipping. Like, I love Amazon, guys. I love Amazon. I will defend Amazon till, like, the day I die. I love Amazon. And then there's, like, Twitch. It's like,
nice.
Some things to work on.
Let's think of some ideas on this, how to make this better. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to TwitchCon because I'm looking forward to seeing my friends. And I'm looking forward to, I want to find a way to present these ideas to someone because
I can picture you running around, hi, I'm looking for, like,
Someone who works in charge, a CEO, a little bit of paper.
Rolls out.
CEO.
Yeah.
Just a few things.
It's the
CEO here by chance.
I'm gonna like find people. Like, I'm gonna find someone that works for Twitch and be like, I need you to give me names.
I'm looking forward to being in your hand and a face cam all day.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, okay, me and Shoxi have these ideas for you.
Just wait, let me call my friend.
But yeah, I want to present these ideas because, like, I love the community that I've built here. I like it here. I don't want to move. I think that Thought Talks wouldn't fit on Mixer. I don't think it would be a good fit because I do have, like, a more strict dress code. I know, like, there's a partner Mixer streamer that was like, no, that's not true, and she had, like, a low-cut shirt on, but, like, it's still in the terms of service. At any moment, They could be like, well, we do have that in our terms of service, banned.
And people were like, I love me some crop tops.
Yes!
I love how we're called Thought Talks, and we're all wearing, like, really
crew necks.
I know.
And hats, like...
Yeah.
Baggy shirts up to the neck, like, yeah.
We don't know who's in charge, really.
It's the irony of it, like... Just an outfit doesn't make you a thought, you know, it's the mindset.
Yeah.
Live your truth, you know.
Mm-hmm. But like, I want to present these ideas because I like it here. I don't think that like Thought Talks would do well on Mixer because of those things. And I want to stay here, but instead of like, there are things that do make me unhappy. However, I'm not just going to sit here and be like, you know, throwing Twitch down the drain because I'm like, okay, how about I think of ideas to make it better. What can I, what would fix it?
Yeah.
So, and I want to do that. And I want to have those to make it better for everyone because people are so unhappy.
It's like Twitch, we want to help you, but if you don't listen, we're bye. Like, we want to repair the sinking ship before we jump off of it.
Like, let's fix this, please. We have ideas. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what's going to work. You know, I want to fix it. Just let me fix it.
I just thought we suggestion box just to be like,
yes.
Yeah. That would, I mean, just that in like the top right corner or something, like suggestions.
Yeah.
And they could just hire some intern to like filter through them.
To go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, go through all the rubbish ones and stuff. Yeah.
And my thing though too is like, if Twitch is so like hard up about money, these are people sending you ideas for free.
To make money. Yeah.
For free.
Literally. Like not saying like, exactly. Like you don't.
All you have to do is pay someone to look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Of course, they would get abused. So there'd be so many people just put in ones that like aren't even worth reading, kind of thing. Like,
right. I mean,
yeah,
but they
just
also
like, that's like, probably, like, yeah.
That's probably like their biggest thing about it is probably they're thinking like it'll just get spammed by trolls. Saying,
well,
like,
you
oh,
could have, like,
get this streamer off. Get that streamer
mods.
Off.
Uh-huh. If you move an automod in the chat, you can just, like, ban certain, like, words and certain things.
Yeah. And do, like, the CAPTCHA thing where you, like, are you a robot? Those things.
Yeah. Just automod the things that come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that could help out so much. And I'm sure there are people who would be willing to just help out. Just to help out. Mm-hmm. Just give people the opportunity to help. That's my thing. People need to learn to accept help.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And Twitch needs it.
Yeah.
You know, like, doctors, and they're like, nurse! And, like, working on Twitch, like, nurse!
Yeah.
Nurse! Nurse over here.
All right. So. Well, I think we are good for the day. We've covered quite a bit. We got Bailey, like, up and going and ranting, so that's good.
Oh yeah. You guys got me really mad.
Perfect timing for Ninja Teresa video too.
Yeah, sorry.
So what we'll do, I'm actually gonna pull someone up here. This is someone that I have been talking to. Let me make sure it's muted before I it should be muted. So I have been planning a couple special episodes of Thought Talks. Out for like a couple months, so like we'll do like our regular like OG crew every other week and just chit chatting and chill, and then off weeks is when we'll have like special guests come on, and that's where we do our themes, kind of like what we've been doing. And I've got like 3 or 4 in the making right now, so my brain is like but this is, so we're gonna go ahead and write someone that I have been talking to about being on the show later this year. But other than that, do you guys want to pitch in anything to the GM?
to like wait what?
Hmm? You guys wanna? You guys
wait,
wanna?
What are we doing?
Do you guys wanna tell chat how much you love them or anything?
We love.
You're all right,
I
guess.
I love you a lot.
I might have a crush on the chat.
Maybe. Stop it! You have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend now.
I should be the one getting hit on. So, anyways,
everyone hit on Bailey.
How are you?
So, when we go in, if you guys have a sub to any of these ladies, spam their emotes. I want to see everyone's emotes in her chat. So we'll go ahead and throw it up on a Thought Talks ending. I will keep you guys posted on when the next one's going to be, as always. But guys, thank you so much for coming and hanging out and chilling. We appreciate it. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know if it's like strict because I've never like tried to apply, but I feel like they are worried about, because there's kind of like a branding that goes behind a team, and they might be worried about the backlash that they would get if they did have a female on their team.
Yeah.
However, there are a lot of teams, like I know Rogue, they have quite a few like female streamers that represent Rogue. So I don't know if that's like their way of doing it or what, but I feel like that's like the main concern, is like they don't know how people react and they don't want to make that first step, you know?
Right.
Sorry, I'm just, like, putting your guys' links in the chat. Because I'm like, follow these ladies, they're all phenomenal. So, Visions, he doesn't have a question. He just wanted to say he thinks that the five of us speaking up is great for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's nice that you guys think that. Jewel wants to know, how do you all think the streaming industry will change going into the future? Do you think more streamers should use their growing community to advocate for things off of Twitch, like for existence, instance, helping raise money for charities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I was watching an entire charity stream last night, and I want to do that too, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's important. I have one in the works at the moment for, like, suicide awareness,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is going to go well. It's, like, it's going to be a group thing, so it's going to have, like, 15 other streamers, and it's going to be over, like, a 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
But the one last night was fantastic, you know? They got their goal,
yeah,
and it was, like, really inspiring.
I also feel like this is such a nice, like, platform because of, like, the ease of donating, like, it's so much easier than, like, if you were watching, like, a lot of, like, rich people, like, host, like, big, like, fundraiser things, but, like, regular people can't get involved like that. Like, this is so easy. Like, you go to their mm-hmm. channel, you press donate, and then you donate however much. Like, it's just, like, a lot easier, mm-hmm. I think, and
yeah.
That's not been, like, as available. Like, a lot of people are, like, I don't know how to, like,
mm-hmm.
like, donate to a cause or like support a cause, and this is just such an easy way to do it, like anonymously too if you wanted mm-hmm. to, you know what I mean?
And it's like a fun way as well, because a lot of times streamers have incentives and they're like, oh, I'll do it. Like, for example, I done the St. Jude play live last month, and it was just really fun to do with my community, and we were all doing it for a good cause, which was a massive like win-win. And like, I want to do more like charity streams in the future and like use mm-hmm. my stream. Like, I have a lot of chronic health issues, and I'd really like to advocate for chronic health and find ways to try and like
mm-hmm.
kind of like, this is what an invisible illness is kind of like. Like, I feel like streams should be they should have a wee bit of an educational side to them sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the sense of like bring awareness to certain topics that people aren't really clued up about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good to have like a little stream here and there, like, we're raising for this reason and could be donating to this charity for it. And it's also a bit of fun, like, I'll do some crazy things mm-hmm. for you. I think it's really good to use Twitch that way.
Yeah, and I feel like it's more like personal when it's like a streamer opposed to like a big company.
Yeah,
right.
It feels like there's more meaning behind it. Not that there is or isn't, but it feels like that.
Right, because you're connecting in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that you're like, you're raising as a community, so when you reach that goal, everyone knows, like, I help towards that. in the sense of like with along like I was there when this happened and such like that. Like I feel like it's a lot more, as you said, it's a lot more kind of like personal than rather than just donating like on some kind of like GoFundMe and seeing it go up.
Yeah.
Be like, cool.
Yeah, I feel like though, like on the other side of that, like it can be dangerous to have certain people have such large, like in like such a heavy influence on certain people. Mm-hmm. Like if you start taking things outside of like Twitch or outside of gaming, and then they start like influencing people's opinions and stuff, or like influencing people to like, because I've seen clips of people just trashing other streamers or trashing people and like telling them like go mass like report them for nothing.
Yeah, that kind of thing is
like,
not okay.
It can be, it's kind of scary not knowing like people's agendas or like people's true colors. Mm-hmm. And I know that Twitch has been good about like banning people, but they've also been bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of my friends get like harassed by partnered streamers. So it's like, it can be a little dangerous having certain people have these platforms, but I think the bigger Twitch gets, the better, like, it'll be, like, the more regulated things will be.
Yeah.
And I think the higher the standards they'll have, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is why it's good that it's more mainstream now, because now people have to, like, be more respectful of everybody.
And my thing going forward, too, is I always thought, because my thought on, like, even, like, with celebrities, too, I'm like, if you have such a big voice to talk and reach out to so many people, why would you not use it to make a difference, you know? Right. So I think it's an excellent idea, not even just for, like, fundraisers, but, I mean, what we're doing, too, talking about women in gaming and what we can do going forward to, you know, make things all chill and cool.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I agree with that.
Oh gosh, they are just flooding up this chat with questions. What got you guys into streaming?
Oh, into streaming?
I had a friend. Itself.
I had like a random friend who like gave me his Elgato and was like, "You should start streaming," like because we played Fortnite together. It was like recent, obviously. It was like last summer, and he was like, "You're like really funny or whatever, and I think people would enjoy watching you." And I was just like, "Okay," like I don't know what this is, and then like I set it up, and it just like became something that. Like, when I realized, like, you know when you're in high school and they're like, take this test to see what, like, career you should have.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, checks all the boxes. Like, I want to be able to be creative. I want to have, like, a voice. I want to, like, make people laugh. I want to be able to, like, be my own boss. I want to be on my own schedule. And it's just, like, and then you get all these, like, extra perks of, like, having a community and, like, being able to, like, help people. But also, like, having them be able to, like, help you, like, when you need it. Like, it's just, like, the benefits of it. For both ends, like, just having, like, a large community is so great for, like, somebody who has never, like, had, like, a group of people that they felt comfortable with. Like, that was me my whole life. I was, like, I didn't know what I was, like, supposed to be, and I never had, like, a group of friends. I had, like, one friend. So now it's kind of, like, now I get, like, a whole, like, family, and it's just, like, just starting, you know?
A lot of people in, like, the Twitch community can definitely relate to that, because, I mean, I started streaming just because I wanted to meet other people that play Overwatch and play with them, and then it just kind of, like, I met people who, you know, suddenly they're, like, I really enjoy your streams, I enjoy talking to you, they want to join your Discord, but my Discord is just, like, me and, like, six of my friends I just made for shits and giggles. It's not, like, a streamer Discord or anything like that. And from there I was like, you know what, let's roll with this, because, you know, like you said, I didn't feel like I had a place I fit into in high school. I got picked on and bullied. I felt like I was just an annoyance to everyone and life itself. And then coming here and meeting people and becoming good friends, I finally feel like I belong somewhere, and it's the most pure feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. There's a little bit of tea with how I came back into streaming, but I won't get into it. But I've only been live streaming for like 3 months now, and it's been the best time of my life, because my entire life went like downhill, but everyone that I've met has just made everything so much better for me that, like, you know, without the people that I met on here, because I don't have a lot of friends that I know, like, in town anymore. After, like, I graduated from high school, it, like, that wasn't a thing. And it's just always great to know that you can come home and then someone's in the Discord.
Yeah.
And someone's always there. And you can always have a friend around you. And it's something that I am very thankful for. Like, I'm very thankful for everyone who has, like, come into my stream and just, I don't know, it just made me feel really good. And that's why I started live streaming again. It's because I feel good. And the community that we've made together, it helps other people feel good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really about that. It's just helping other people be confident mm-hmm. in themselves and believe yeah. that they can accomplish what they want to.
Mutual support for sure is like yeah. crazy.
Carrot
like I want to be able to like give everybody what they can give me, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carrot Shoxy, why did you guys get into streaming?
For me, it was like, so I actually started streaming in 2013 initially, back when Twitch had just started, because I used to watch Soda Poppin. Like, being the back wow nerd I was, I used to watch Soda Poppin on YouTube and realized, oh, well, he's like, this guy's dreaming on this website called like Twitch and stuff. And he'd literally, that was where it just became Twitch after being Justin. And I streamed a little bit back then. I streamed like my World of Warcraft raids and stuff. Just because like, I thought this looks really fun. I want to try it. I'd like a few little fun streams. But then I was really, at that point, I had to do exams. So I never really continued it because my parents were like, you don't have time to be doing this. You have to be studying, passing your exams mm-hmm. and stuff. And it's like fast forward to like 2018, I ended up having to drop out of college due to my health. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to do streaming, and it's something that I can do within like limits of my health. I can set my own times and stuff. It's a lot more like doable for me since I can't manage to really do a real job in a sense. So basically just it's been something for me just to really kind of come in and be like, hey guys, and hang out. Like, even if I'm feeling a bit ill, people in Discord are really understanding. They're like, it's okay, take a night off. Like, we know your health isn't the best kind of thing. So it's just, I don't know, it's so supportive and I really love it. Like, everyone's so, I just love Twitch. I've always loved Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I've always watched, like, since 2013 and just thought, you know what, I want to do this too. Like, mm-hmm. I want to join in with that community and everything.
For me, kind of the same thing. So before I even had a Twitch account, I can't remember how I found her, but I would always watch Kitty Plays like nonstop. And this was back when she played CSGO. So it was like a game I played, another female, and she was just so, she was really good at the game. And she just had this vibe about her that allowed me to look up to her in a way, like, and she was really inspirational, and there's just something about her that I loved, and she always turned my day around and really kind of made me want to go kind of like down the Twitch path and stuff. So I started streaming in like, I don't know, 4 years ago. I don't know. What is that? 2015? So I started streaming in 2015 just like without a camera and stuff like that. And then that's when I found like Soda Poppin' and all the other, you know, bigger streamers that you see on, like, the top of the page and stuff. And I realized that it was, like, a community that I really wanted to be a part of. And it was kind of on and off for me because I had a lot of issues growing up until I turned 18 that wouldn't allow me to make time to stream or even, like, be on the computer. So it was kind of, like, an on and off thing. But I always knew deep down that, like, one day I'm going to start and I'm going to do it. And I finally did in August of this last year. And it's becoming like what I've always wanted it to be. And like, it just gets better and better. And like, I'm being like a part of that community that like, as a little child, I always like wanted to be a part of, and I wanted to know what it was like to be surrounded by like such great gamers and like mm-hmm. other females and stuff like that. So it's kind of like dream come true, I guess.
Same. That's so cute. I'm gonna cry.
Don't cry.
That's what I'm known for.
Okay, have you ladies met up with any of your friends that you've met through gaming or streaming IRL? And did you have any, like, did your view of them change after meeting them? If so, how? I can start with that.
I've never met anybody.
You haven't? I recently mm-mm. went to a meetup in Chicago, and I met Poxanami and Dark Eyes, who's the one that asked the question.
And it was phenomenal because I met them not necessarily through streaming. I met them through gaming, and they just supported my streams, and they were some of the people that helped me hit affiliate. And honestly, I didn't really change how I view them. I now know that Vaughn's not as tall as I thought he was. And,
Boast.
Honestly, just because I've known them for so long, at first it's like, this is different, but then it was just cool, and we got to meet other people that I found out there was several people there who I was like, oh, what's your handle? I'll follow you on Twitter. We're already following each other, and we were like, yes, bitch. So I didn't really, like, change it. I was just thankful that, yes, finally, we got to hang out, and I was just so excited. But, you know, how many of you have met people IRL?
Well, for me, all of the most important people in my life I've met online and then met them in IRL. Like, my boyfriend, I met him in World of Warcraft. But thing is, like, we met up as friends kind of thing, and we lived kind of, like, quite close together. And then we ended up liking each other 5 years later, we're still together kind of thing. And, like, even just, like, all my closest friends throughout the years I met online, whether through cosplay or whether through gaming or recently streaming. And, just, like, so with me, like, kind of my health being a bit shit, I never really, like, kept in the loop with, like, school friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So because I, like, my attendance at school was, like, 30%, it was honestly horrible. So I made a lot more friends online, and then, like, people with, like, mutual interests. And a lot of them, like, lived in my area and would meet up at the weekends and stuff. So, like, even if school was a bit shit, like, at the weekend I'd have, like, my cosplay friends or my kind of gaming friends. So, like, honestly, like, all of my best friends, my boyfriend, and, like, I don't know, just so many really important people to me, I've all met for either cosplay, streaming, or gaming. So I love it for, like, that fact as well. Like, everyone's just so chill. You're into the same things. Mm-hmm. And then, like, once you meet in real life, I feel like you become even closer again.
Mm-hmm. I went to a lot of conventions, and I met a lot of people there. And it was definitely a really fun time to see everyone. Like, I don't host my own, like, meetups or anything, but, like, I went to PAX East for 3 years in a row, and it was the best time of my life meeting the people that I talk to daily in person. Of course, they all made fun of my height, but that's fine. I was just an armrest, but that's what, you know, the normal. And I don't know, it was nothing really changed. In fact, it, like, helped us all get closer with each other.
Mm-hmm. I've met a couple of people that I really consider friends and who are part of my community and have supported me for so long, and those were super emotional. They could have, like, literally slapped me, and I would have been like, I love you, you know? Just, like, that bond that we have. But I recently met Ashney at DreamHack Dallas. Do you know Ashney Kreis? She's, like, a stream coach, and meeting her was, like, kind of crazy. First of all, she's the same height as me, so it was kind of like, hey, what up? But I met her, and I didn't even know what to say to her because I watched all of her videos. I follow, like, all her advice for, like, stream coaching and stuff like that. So I came up to her and I was like, I'm like your biggest fan. And then she was like super cool and stuff, and she's like, oh, I recognize your username, like, what's up? And, like, I was like, oh my, I don't even know what to do. And then she hugged me, and I was like, she just touched me, and I was like so overwhelmed. And it was like literally meeting a celebrity, which I've never really done, because, like, with, like, music and stuff like that, like, I don't really, like, go out to, like, concerts and stuff like that. So this is the first time I've met someone that I've looked up and, like, put on, like, such a high pedestal in my mind, and then, like, meeting them, and I didn't know what to do with myself, but she was so cool, and she brought me back down to earth, and she's like, I'm a person, you're a person, and it just kind of changed my view of, like, Twitch as a whole, because there are people, especially, like, Kitty Plays, Ashley, and stuff like that, where I look up to them so much that I forget that they're, like, a person. So she really, like, brought me down to earth, and she's like, we're both humans, and she was super friendly with me, and we totally got along, and we took some pictures together, and it was just, like, changed my like whole perspective on this, like on Twitch, and that it's more of a community, not this like music industry where you like you have like celebrities and then people
like,
who are like down here. Like it really leveled everyone out for me. And so meeting her was kind of like what I feel like I needed like now, you know what I mean? Like I just, it was everything. I can't even talk about like how magical it was like meeting her.
That's lovely. I'm sure that like made her day too. Like think about that, like having people like look up to you and really respect you and knowing you're making a difference in somebody else's lives and their stream careers, like having a huge impact to really help people for the better. That's incredible. It's incredible. Another question. Okay, so I guess we kind of touched on this earlier where we talked about, like, how do you deal with, like, inappropriate comments in your Twitch chat. Earlier, if you had missed it, we talked about how really there's not too much we all have to do because our communities have our backs and will just, like, make those people leave. My favorite is whenever people are just like, get the bug spray, and everyone just pretends like they're spraying bug spray in the chat.
Yeah.
It's the best. What are your guys' current favorite games right now?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer.
For me, it's Skyrim. That's most of what I've been playing lately.
I don't know. People, like, I think would expect me to, like, say Fortnite, but that's just, like, the game that I think I have the most friends on and I can have the fun on because I don't play it like other people do. I don't play it where it's, like, I need to practice for this many hours a day and, like, get this good and stuff. I just think it's, like, it's fun to just, like, mess around on and just, like, have a really good time with friends. Like, that's the people I've met the most through that. And, like, at one point, I wanted to be competitive because I was, like, good friends with somebody who was trying to, like, push me to be competitive. But then it, like, put me in this, like, bad, like, toxic place where with myself where I, like, thought I wasn't good enough and stuff. But, like, when I come back down to, like, Earth and I just play it, like, just to, like, have a good time and, like, entertain people and just, like, doing stupid stuff. Like, I think it's one of those games that, like, is the reason, like, that I am who I am because of, like, it's grown and I've grown. And I know, like, people get cringe on it and stuff like that, but that's, like, the first game that ever, like, brought me into, like, the gaming world, like, hardcore, if that makes sense. So I used to just kind of be like, And, like, I still play, like, other, like, little fun games. Like Sims or like Roller Coaster Tycoon or like whatever, like story mode stuff. But like, my personality is like loud and aggressive, and like sitting through a story mode makes me like have anxiety because I drink like 10 cups of coffee a day. And
me.
I can't do that. People are like, is she like on crack? I'm like, no.
I get that all the time. I actually get that all the time.
They're like, this bitch on coke? I'm like, no.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no, sip.
Like, I know, I just got my coffee. My mug's like giant. I'm like, no. But yeah, so I guess I need a game that like caters to like me just being like ADD and like being like crazy. So I can't focus on other games. I get like sleepy.
Yeah. Can you guys rate this pickup line? Hello, I'm a thief and I'm here to steal your heart.
Ballerina! Oh my god.
Oh, we're supposed to rate it?
Yeah, what's your rate?
I don't know. I guess that you have to put it into perspective. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, get out of here.
I'll give it a cheeky two.
But it's... I like puns more, so like, I'll give it...
Oh, same.
If it was punny, then...
Yeah, exactly.
Puns are, like, the actual key to stealing hearts. Yeah, what's your guys' favorite pizza topping? And why is it pineapple? It's not pineapple for me.
Who just said pineapple?
I will defend pineapple until the day I die. I love
pineapple too. Pineapple.
If you like pineapple on your pizza, that's fine, because then there's less pineapple on pizza for
me. Put your hand on this side. Or on the other side.
Is that the right side?
Oh, yeah,
wait,
high five.
This girl, you're there. We've got further in between us.
I'll connect you guys because, like, on the stream,
Is it this way? No, it's this way. Which way is it?
There you go. You got it. You got it.
Why is it so hard? Why are we bad at this?
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
It's hilarious because, like,
third connected us.
From the stream, you can't tell what you guys are doing. It looks like you guys are trying to, like, beat me up. But, like, yes, in the Discord, in the Discord, it's a high five. See, I don't like pineapple on pizza, but I also just don't like pineapple. That's why. I just don't like pineapple at all.
Not a pineapple. I'm allergic to most fruit.
I'm allergic to pineapple.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
I'm allergic most fruit. But, like, I can have, like, cooked pineapple. Because it's, like, it gets the, like, histamines out of it. But, yeah, I'm, like, allergic to most fruit. Pee-pee hands.
Do you feel the growth of female streamers is helping young girls find strength in themselves and to be independent?
Yes.
Me too. Okay, so when you guys started streaming, what was the what was, like, any sort of fear that you had when you first started? If you guys need a minute, I can answer this because I talk about it all the time. When I first started, I had someone tell me no one was going to watch me because I'm married. And since they were a close friend, I actually was, like, scared people weren't going to watch me because I was married.
Well, I have, like, so I thought that streaming, you, like, had to be, like, good at whatever game you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of scared me. But, like, once I started, like, I started, like, following more closely to other streamers. Like, I always knew of people, but then, like, I would, like, watch them and, like, realize that, like, you don't have to be a competitor. You can be, like, a content creator. And, like, it, like, took a weight off my shoulders. But, like, the other thing I have, like, issues with is the people who wanted me to start streaming. One of them said, like, oh, well, you're a girl, and, like, you'll grow way faster than me, and then I can just, like, piggyback off of you. And I was like, and I don't play with that person anymore because, like, I just found that, like, to be really disrespectful, like, discredits progress.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, there could be a reason other than that I'm a girl that I've, like, a bigger community than you, like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't like to evaluate their own content. They like to either leech or try to bash you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be like, well, you only get it because of this or that.
Mm-hmm. Like,
just because, you know. So I don't know. I still have, like, issues with that, like, not knowing if people want to, like, play with me because they want to play with me or because they want to expose themselves to my, like, viewership, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of tough to know. And I think the bigger you get, the scarier that can be. Like, I imagine, like, large streamers, like, people, they're like, why don't you play with smaller people? It's like, because what if they're just doing it just for, like, clout? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always scared people are going to think, like, that's why I'm friends with them. Like, there are a couple people who, like, I wanted to DM them on Twitter to get to know them because I genuinely just, like them. And I'm like, what if they think I'm leeching? And so I'm over here, like, sweaty. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to send it. Like, hopefully they don't think I'm, like, leeching and then never want to talk to me because I actually just really want to get to know them.
Right.
That was me a few days ago.
Yeah?
So someone that I've watched on YouTube for, like, 3 years now, I popped into their stream one morning. He lives in Australia. And so it was morning for me, night for him. And so I said good morning, and then later that day, he followed me on Twitch, on Twitter, and subscribed to my YouTube channel. And I was like, I had no idea how to process what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I wanted to DM him to be like, hey, thanks, appreciate the follow, keep up the good work. I was like, do I send this? Do I not? I've never done something like that before. I've never froze when talking to someone.
Did you send it?
Yeah, I did.
Did he reply? Have you guys just been like chatting? Okay, good.
A little bit, yeah.
So I know Amelia was like, but you have tons of Twitter clout. I mean, I've messaged people who are bigger than myself, dramatically bigger, because I noticed they were doing something. I'm like, oh, I have an idea for them that would be really cool. And I don't want to do it myself because I can't pull it off the way they do. I'm going to give this idea to them. So I DM'd them my idea, and they never replied, and it hurt my feelings. And then, like, they wouldn't talk to me when I was in their chat, and I was like, they think I'm clout chasing.
Yeah, that's
damn
tough.
It.
Like, one of the things that I find is, like, so there's a few people I've been friends with, and then they've blew up, and they've got, like, thousands of viewers now, and then I'm like, like, because I've had a few hosts from them and stuff, and I'm like, what if they think that I'm literally just trying to be friends for hosts? And I'm like, I'd talk to you even if you didn't host me, kind of thing. But what makes me, like, I actually distance myself from people because I think I don't want them thinking that I'm, like, trying to be a leech or something like that.
Right.
Literally, like, I don't know. It's a big dilemma I have of, like, can I still message and try to be friends, or will they be like, oh, fuck's sake, just trying to get some, like, clout kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big kind of struggle I find. Like, even if you knew the person before they kind of blew up, they'll, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got mixed feels about it. I never know, like, can I still message them? Can we, like, still...
Yeah. I'm gonna ask the next question for you guys, and then I'm gonna run to the bathroom because I have to already use the bathroom
again. I do too.
Okay, next question, then I'm gonna run to the bathroom. Are there any games that you guys are looking forward to streaming this year?
Yes.
Modern Warfare.
With my Master Chief, and whenever Ghostwire comes out, I'm gonna try that. Discuss!
Pokemon Sword and Shield. I'm sorry, that was so easy to guess what game I was excited for. But yeah, so Pokemon Sword and Shield. Can't wait. I know, like, a lot of people were upset because they're cutting a lot of Pokemon from the decks, but there's over 1,000 Pokemon. So, like, they're gonna need to. As long as Sylveon's in the game, I'll throw money at you. Like, you're fine. I mean, Eevee's in the game already, so I'm gonna guess that Sylveon's in there. but, I don't know, like, there was a lot of, hatred towards the game all of a sudden, and I was a little shook, because I was like, guys, it's the next one in the game. Like, they gotta change a little bit up, but, you know, it's something new. You should be, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for it.
I recently switched to, like, I play controller on PC, just because, like, the options for streaming on one PC are just so much better than using a capture card on PlayStation. Like, it just, it weighs out to be like that. Like, I had to do that at some point, but then I, like, lose a lot of, like, the people I can play with if I switch games. Like, if I, like, don't want to play Fortnite, which is the only cross-platform game right now, it's like, I kind of get, like, bashed for it. Like, people get upset with me because I can't play with them because all my friends are PlayStation friends. So I'm really excited for the new Modern Warfare because they've confirmed it's cross-platform, so I can, like, play with whoever now. And there hasn't really been, like, a Call of Duty game I've been excited about in a while, so I'm really pumped to be able to play with whoever. And I think the more games that go cross-platform, the better, because I'm able to, like, bring those people, like, over with me, because it does kind of suck when I can't play with everyone.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, like, swapping, it was kind of, like, I mean, I lost, like, some, like, viewers and friends and stuff because of it, because people, I think, only watched sometimes because they knew I'd, like, play with them or whatever, but, like, I think it was an important step in streaming is to switch, so I'm excited for the more cross-platform stuff, because that's helps me, like, keep friendships, I guess.
Yeah.
People are salty when you switch, I guess. Really, though, like, I know people who have stopped being friends because someone switched to Xbox, and I'm like, okay.
What?
I know, it's so, like, stupid.
The console war.
Yeah.
The console war. Okay.
Console war. I know, I'm like, who cares? Like, if you grew up on Xbox, that's awesome. If you like it better, that's great. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you don't have an iPhone? Like, I don't care. It's your preference. Like,
I know.
Be an individual. It's fine.
I just want to tell them I play on Wii U and just leave it at that.
Do you think female streamers will help break media stigmatizations about how women should be seen in media? Potentially.
I think that streamers, like, female streamers, like you said, they're not, like, it's not like the music industry where they, like, have to portray something. Like, a lot of them are very, like, willing to take risks and do what they want, so maybe I feel like they have more power to portray themselves how they want to be portrayed,
rather than setting a path for everyone,
right?
Yeah, right.
How do you guys feel, like, about the Twitch community as a whole right now? Right now, as a whole, I can I'll be the first to say I think that The like, reporting bad activity.
Yeah.
Needs
it's
to
been
definitely
a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been better. With the whole new mod thing that they put out, I think it's improved a lot on my stream, at least. Where, yeah. like, R6 and CSGO, they're known to have quite the, you know, toxic communities. But I have seen a lot less these past couple months, at least for 2019, than I have in 2018. Mm-hmm.
I guess I have too. I haven't really been like keeping up with the changes, but like thinking about it, I really haven't had any issues that I had months ago.
I'm going to try to put together like a list of all my great ideas for Twitch, for TwitchCon, because I have some things that I think would really help just us connect with people. And one of those things is I really want to have mod-only emotes.
Oh, I saw that.
That would be so cool. So only your mods can use that one emote, because I would get like an emote that just really represents my mods. Like, of course, like ban hammers, stuff like that. Like make an emote of them just as like another reward for, you know, using your personal time to mod my chat.
So one of my mods is my only tier 3 sub. Well, I have more now at the time. So I actually made my tier 3 emote something specific to him.
Oh, so
I made it like a squid and it has a cookie, because he used to do that. He'd come into my chat and like give people, like, that was his thing. Like, he would ban people when he needed to, and he would like give people cookies. So I did that for him, because like I'm not gonna make it something that, so I just like gave him one. But like, it would be nice if it was just mod only one, because but I think that was a cool reward that I could do, like surprise him with. So,
have there been moments that made you question whether to hit that go live button? If so, would you be willing to share some of the reasons behind that struggle?
What to wear? I don't have anything what to wear. I've had moments where I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to wear this shirt because it's the name of my high school on it and like all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It's
this
one might, and it's like taking me too long, and it's like, you got 3 seconds to turn on stream before everyone gets pissed that you're late. And it's like, maybe I'll just call it off today.
For me, I'm scared about like, no one's going to want to hang out.
Uh-huh.
I get scared about stuff like that. Like my first time that I streamed during the day, I was like, why would I? No one's going to come hang out.
Yeah,
they're not used to being on this early, but they're not fine anyway.
For me, it's like, I find that, like, before streams all the time, especially for evening streams, daytime streams is better because it's, like, not really left as long. But for evening streams, I can just get, like, overwhelmingly anxious and just
be
like, and all that will go through my mind is that, like, you're not going to be entertaining, you're just going to be boring, like, kind of thing. Like, I don't know, I just get this really big feeling of, like, you don't even, like, you're just going to be boring. You should only, like, stream when you're actually going to be able to give, like, content kind of thing. I don't know. It's a big struggle that I find. Like, my brain just basically tells me, like, you're shit.
I feel like sometimes I'm in, like, a sad mood. And, like, what I want, like, all I want to do is stream and, like, be with them because they're, like, my friends, you know? But then, like, on the other side, it's, like, I don't want to be not entertaining because I'm, like, bummed out about something. So it's, like, do I go live and, like, make myself feel better because I'm, like, with, like, all my, like, people? But then on the, but I'm not like my crazy self.
Yeah.
But like, and then, but I find like those almost are like my favorite streams when it's just kind of like just a few people and we're just like relaxed and like they, you know, don't worry about it. Like, and like, I don't know. So I guess it just depends on my mood. Like sometimes I just don't.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the whole Dr. Disrespect drama?
Oh, I got
the bathroom. Yeah, where he was filming in the bathroom and then he got banned.
Oh, yeah, that one.
He went in there multiple times and had the camera guy follow him. So he's just at fault.
And it wasn't even like, that's the main thing for me. It's like, it didn't happen one time where it's like, you turn around, oh, cameraman, what are you doing? It was like, he was let it three times. I heard three times it happened. And like, that's like, hella illegal. So I don't know if he's like facing some sort of charge. He should. But it's super illegal. There's a kid in the bathroom, I heard, so...
An under 18-year-old kid, yeah. I guarantee the reason why he hasn't spoke out about it is because someone is taking legal action. And I mean, he's one of, like, the most known streamers. He's got assets. Of course someone is going to sue. Of course someone is going to take legal action. So we'll probably hear about it here in the next couple months, what all is going on with that. But yeah, Why? I mean, like, I guess, like, I know that he was trying to, like, be funny, but at the same time, like, this is, like, a private area. Like, women don't just go into the men's restroom. Men don't just go into the women's restroom. So you can't, you shouldn't record in there. It's just...
Well, I think it has to do with them, like,
against it too.
Recording
in the bathroom.
I feel like they try to push it, like, see what I can get away with because I'm, like, this big streamer. Like, a lot of people do that.
That bothers me. Like, don't... Just because you have, right, okay, just because you have an audience and, like, a bigger following than a lot of other people doesn't mean that you should be given any special privileges. If you do something that breaks the law or breaks the terms of service, you should be held just as accountable.
Wasn't there, like, 6,000 people watching when it happened, too? Just weird.
And imagine, like...
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I was gonna say, imagine being the kid. Because I bet you someone recognized the kid... And then the next time he went to school, he was like, hey, you were that kid who was peeing in the urinal on Dr. Disrespect's stream. I saw you. And then it's just like, ugh, like, I don't know. And I don't know. I feel like when you're such a big, I'm questioning how do you let that happen? Mm-hmm. That is the biggest, like, problem I have with this whole thing. Like, how do you let that happen? Because I've seen, like, streamers get banned for some stuff where it's like, okay, I can see myself, like, making that mistake maybe. But a bathroom? A bathroom!
It's just fucking common sense. Like, common sense would be, okay, I need to go to the toilet. You guys who are, like, no follow me, maybe you can, like, talk to Stream for 2 minutes.
That's what I did at DreamHack Atlanta and, like, at DreamHack Dallas.
Like, it's just I was like, hold my baby. Come in along with me?
Like, here's my other thing. So I hear guys talk about how, like, sometimes you go to the bathroom and there's a dude that literally will drop his pants to his ankles to, like, pee at the urinals. What if he went in there and... Someone was peeing like that. Because there are those, like, people that do that and just walk in and it's just, like, ass cheeks. Like...
Really? I didn't know that.
She's, like, saying that, like, she's been in a men's bathroom.
It was a fire drill, okay? Or not fire, tornado drill. Don't go into the men's bathroom if there's a fire. Oh, my goodness. Let me see if there's any more questions in here. Some of them... some of the questions I have, like, jumped over because I feel like they're gonna really do well with other topics that I have, thought up for other episodes. So if you see that I've missed over yours, it's probably because it matches something else I have planned. Do you guys have a favorite gaming gear company?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I think
Corsair.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I just get, like, my favorite thing product. Like, I have, like, three different.
That's what I'm,
Like, I have so many different products in front of me. It's just, like.
Logitech, mouse and keyboard, like, HyperX headsets. Like, I just, like, get whatever I want from different, like, I don't.
I mean, like, of course.
If I'm going to be, like. Corsair.
Elgato, like, stream stuff.
Well, like, Elgato for stream stuff,
I have a lot of, like, off, like, not off-brand, but, like, not as heard, like, well-heard of or stuff. Like, I have a Zelotys mouse. I have an Eagle keyboard. Like, no one knows who, like, who these companies are. But, like, I'm all about, like, smaller companies. Because as long as, like, their product's good and I try it out, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, it's good. You have my support.
See, I just have, like, all of the buttons on this. It gives me happy.
I could never.
Like, I like the little baby two buttons on the side. Like, that's all I need.
It depends on the game.
Yeah, that's what I
have.
Because I have, like, long fingers but a small hand, so I need, like, a smaller mouse that's taller, if that makes sense. And this is, like, one of the only mouse. Like, I'm so picky with my mouse, so, like, Despite the fact that I bang this mouse.
The one I'm using and have been using isn't even a brand. It's literally like a Diva mouse I picked up at a convention like 2 years ago. So I use that for my shooters. And then like I have one like Shoxi has that I use when I play World of Warcraft because I prefer to use the buttons on the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I use a lot of keyboard shortcuts because this mouse only has like two side buttons. Mm-hmm. But like I don't know, I haven't found another mouse that's shaped like this one, and this is the only one that I'm really comfortable with, because it's got an entire like hand spread, so your pinky isn't tucked under your other finger, and I hate that feeling. This whole thing bothers me, so I need like my whole hand to be spread out, and it's the only one that has a design like this that I can figure out that I can find.
See, my favorite ever mouse I've ever had was the World of Warcraft Cataclysm. Like, it's a SteelSeries mouse. And it was literally, it was, like, so massive. Like, it was, that way you could, like, proper claw hand on it. And it was so big. But because it was so big, it was so, like, slow and clunky that games other than World of Warcraft, you were just, like, feeling like you were dragging it across kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such a good mouse. And they don't sell it anymore. And I loved it so much. Had so many buttons, like had buttons for your pinky, buttons for like your middle fingers. It was like all around the mouse. So good. I loved it.
I remember like before I got into gaming, going into Best Buy and looking at like all the different ones that they had, and there was one like that, and I was like, who the hell would use that? And then I started playing WoW and I was like, I need that. I need something like that. The next question, what's something you've always wanted to do for a stream, but you haven't yet, haven't been able to?
Oh. A 24-hour stream.
You haven't done one?
No, don't I'm do so it. Lame. I'm so lame. I've done 2 12-hours, but I want to do a 24. I feel like it'll be fun, like, watching me full gremlin mode at, like, 3 a.m., like, twitching. And people are like, are you okay? And I'll be like, I'm fantastic. Let's continue.
I have been trying to get a real-life goat to my house for so long.
What?
To do, like, goat yoga.
That would be amazing!
And I know, like, I know people who know do it, but they're, like, so, like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, they're not gonna bring a goat to my house, but I'm like, please, can you just bring a goat to my house?
Mm-hmm. If only you were in Alaska.
Like, I know that's so, like, random, but, like, I've just, goats are just so funny, and I feel like that would just be, like, the content that I can never top ever.
Just buy one and keep it.
That's a good call.
Just do that.
I mean, eventually, when I have my own house, I'll probably have a couple goats just because they're so hilarious.
The fainting goats.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're just so funny. Cute.
I wanna move to like a streamer house, and like that's what I'm
moving.
That's where I'm going right now. Actually, is with Orlando, the whole move is like. Getting in a townhouse. There's going to be a bunch of us. We all do live streaming. And I want to do, like, a group thing. So it's, like, a group hangout stream. And it's, like, we play, like, Never Have I Ever. And, like, games like that. Like, just chilling with the chat. And, yeah, I don't know. It looks really funny. And I have plans for that. And a 24-hour stream, but I feel like I would die.
Same. That's why I want to do it.
I lost my mind during mine. Yeah. I literally just like went into like another dimension. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was like me with during my like 12-hour.
Yeah,
at the end of my 12-hour, I was like, I don't know how much longer I can keep going.
People were making fun of 12-hour or 24.
People were making the fun of me for the end of my 24-hour because like people left and then came back and I was still on. But by the time they came back, I went from being like this to literally I had sunglasses on because the sun was coming up and I'm just in my chair like this. And they were like, I think it's time for you to go to bed. And I'm just like, we're so close. Okay, do you guys like bagels? That's the other question. Love bagels.
Do we like bagels? Of course.
Bagels. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That was my nickname in high school, actually. People called me Bagel.
That's really cute.
No idea why.
What kind of bagel? Think? That's the question.
What's your favorite bagel?
I would be like an every bagel.
Everything bagel.
Everything bagel.
But like I'm more like a plain bagel, you know?
Wait, what kind of cream cheese?
Regular.
I get regular, but sometimes if I want to be like extra, I'll get like the like chive or like garlic.
Oh yes, I like. I only like savory bagel. Say that.
Yeah, I don't like the sweet ones. Yeah.
But yeah, give me a bagel with some cheese on top. Not cream cheese, but like melted cheese.
I love cheese. I will die for cheese. I will. At my organic store that I used to work at, they had like a selection of cheeses, like brie, mozzarella's. Like, oh, half a paycheck was spent on cheese alone. Like, I just love cheese, man.
I know. I like cut out dairy except for cheese.
Cinnamon bagels.
I like pretend. I just pretend there's no dairy in cheese. I'm like, I'll be fine.
How do you guys feel about possums and sloths? Some of these questions, I swear.
Sloths are my spirit animal. Literally my spirit animal.
Sloths?
I'm just like, I move like a sloth. I'm just like, oh.
Possums are like secretly like could take over the world. Like, you know how strong their tails are?
Really? I see them sometimes when I drive home late. They'll be like in the middle of the neighborhood, like street, and they'll just be look at my car and be like, and like crawl in like a corner.
That's why they're sketchy.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I thought you guys were supposed to, like, fake your debts, not, like, hiss at me. Like, you're gonna bite me, the hell.
But they like, sloths are cute, but they eat, like, ticks, so I'm totally cool with possums. Sloths they freak me out. Yeah, they eat ticks.
Dude, sloths are the cutest.
They are! Like, that's
the whole thing. Yeah, they're all, like,
They're just, like, existing.
They're the chillest bros ever. I would chill with those bros anytime. Same. They're so chill, bro.
I feel like I could happily just live with sloths. I just act like one. I just sit around all day like, food. And that's, like, my life.
Possums run the government with the lizards. Come on, drunk. Come on, man. What the hell?
I agree with that.
So do you guys...
are fast swimmers. What?
Do you guys feel like, as a woman, do you think it's harder to get respect in the streaming community?
I think that there's people that, like, are disrespectful. I don't think it's hard to get respect because there are a lot of female streamers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not like we're, like, just now trying to, like, break into it.
Yeah.
But I think it can be hard because people like to assume your intentions or assume that you're only streaming because you think you can make money because you're...
Yeah, I get people like that, like, that are kind of behind the times, and they're like, oh, you're a female streamer, so it's easy for you, and it's like...
Yeah.
I hate that.
No one agrees with you. Like, go back to 2012, or whatever. Exactly. Like, no one agrees with you.
My thing is, like, I'm sure being a girl makes people more likely to click on my stream, but at the same time, I'm like... But what keeps them around?
Exactly.
That's my thing. That's what I always say when people are like...
Like, so many people have said to me, like, oh, your community's only grown because you're a girl. And I'm like, so all those hours I've spent behind stream just means it's worthless because I'm a girl kind of thing. Like, I've been in, like, stream teams in the past where we had, like, kind of like, little team meetings about talking about how our streams weren't growing. I'm giving advice to people and they're saying, oh, how can you give advice to me when you've only grown because you're a girl? Obviously, I've yeeted out of them, but literally, like, people are just like, oh, you only get successful if you're a girl. But if you look at the top of Twitch, there's only so many girls. They're actually
It's mostly guys.
Biggest. Yeah. So it's like, how is it that being a girl means you grow?
Yeah, I've actually, like, hosted people before, and I've, like, they were my friends. Like, I really thought they were, and, like... It would be people who were, like, down, like, they just, like, felt down because they couldn't get viewers or whatever. I'd host them at the end and just be like, what's up? And, like, my community's, like, all nice to them and stuff. And they're like, wow, like, the fat raid, like, if only I could get this many viewers.
I hate that.
And I'm like, are you serious? Like, and then I just, like, don't host them again because it's like, why are you acting like, I'm trying to, like, share my community with you and then you're being, like, brilliant.
Yeah.
There's one person that I always raid because, like, just the way that they react to every raid, no matter how big it is, right? Could be, like, three people. That's still three more people that weren't in your stream to begin with. So, it's a welcoming, and he just, like, he gets very emotional, he's very thankful for everything, and it just makes me really happy.
Right.
To see that he's, like, he likes to make everyone feel, like, at home, and that's why I always raid him.
So it's a matter of, like, no matter the size or raid, that's someone who spent a few hours on stream and then at the end of it went, hey guys, let's go show some support to
X. Yeah.
And then, like, even if it is only, like, two or three people, it's, like, it's still validated. Like, the fact that they've been sitting streaming all day and they've decided, you know what, I'm going to support you. Mm-hmm. You should be pretty, like, thankful for it, regardless of how many people are in that raid.
Yeah. Exactly.
My, like, best raid experience, I raided someone and they cried. And, like,
I love when that happens.
Yeah. And then, Bosky's in the chat. He's one of the people that's like, holy shit. And then I raided one guy that I'd been talking to on Twitter, and his response was, oh, cool raid. I needed people to raid with because I'm ending stream. Mm-hmm. So he, like, raided someone else, and then we were like, raid train. And he wasn't like, oh, yeah, of the 30 people here, 27 of them are from Third Artifact. Mm-hmm. So it was like he just wanted that number to get clout with this bigger streamer. Right. And it hurt me, it hurt my community, because later they messaged me and they were like, let's not raid him ever again. Yeah. Because they felt like they were just used as a number. And I'm like, man, these are like people that I talk to outside of my stream and play games with, and I know about their lives. So it's just kind of like, bitch, what?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know, the worst is when people are like, oh, like if you're like in a raid or whatever, and they like, they ban you for spamming emotes, and you're like, oh, that's how everything happens.
Yeah.
Or you get hit by the, oh, you're distracting me from that raid, and they don't even have anything else. They're just like, oh, you're doing is distracting me from my game. Why should I thank you? And you're like, okay, then.
Yeah, I was really one person on my birthday, and it was like, you know, I wanted to raid someone new, and they just, like, they didn't even care. They, like, said nothing about it. And the only reason that they, like, even said anything was because someone from, they were in a Discord call, and a person was like, you know you got raided, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. I was like, okay.
Wow. I hate that. Mm-hmm. I hate that. I don't see how people can't be grateful. My problem is, I'm always scared people are not going to realize how grateful I am. I'm like, yes, please don't think I'm not. I just want to show you, like, if you guys know who Auntie is, I, like, freaked out when he raided me, and I was like, Auntie! So every time I go to his stream, he, like, pulls it over to the side and goes, Artifact! Artifact! And, like, mimics me, so it's just become, like, a joke, and it's just simple things like that. Mm-hmm. When interacting with other streamers can, like, be something that you guys have as a joke between one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lurk in a lot of people's, Twitch chats as well, just to see the different dynamics that they have with their viewers, because I love when there's a lot of interaction with everyone in the chat. I'm really about different kind of interactions, and, you know, it's like I look for wholesome stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, like, support, there's no negativity talk, like, it's just all, like, funny, fluff, different, wholesome stuff, like, and once I find that, right, and maybe they might be smaller, they might be bigger, I'm giving them my 100% full support, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, like, it's a really big thing to me, is that, you know, it's all about, I'm all about positivity, all kinds. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just something that people should kind of be thankful for. In a sense, it's just like, if someone raids you, or, you know, gifts a sub, it's like, I cry.
Yeah.
I break down the amount of times I have cried on stream.
Okay, Sylvia wouldn't let me pay her for doing the, like, the logo and everything, so I went to her stream and dropped a sub bomb, and she was like, I'm gonna cry.
Aww.
That's cute. I was literally like, here, take this. But right now, for everyone in the chat, because I see, like, so many people are like, oh my god, like, Shoxi, like, brought me here. I want to see, like, who brought you guys here. Like, I want to see you guys spam their emotes right now. I want to see, like, Kara emotes, I want to see Shoxi emotes, like, I want to see all the emotes for who, like, brought you over here, because I just want to see, like, show me who you just
where you're from and who you love so much. I want to all look at it. Aww.
Yeah.
I love your guys' emotes. I love seeing emotes. I've seen where people get, like, upset about spamming other people's emotes. And I'm like, no, I want to see.
I love seeing people's emotes.
Yeah.
I ask to see them. I'm like, guys, show me the emotes that you have. Because I want to see them.
Look at, oh my god, what is that one? What is that one?
The one that is that an Alex Jones emote? Whose emotes are... Oh, it's not an Alex Jones emo. I was like,
oh my
what
god.
The?
Peach is here. Oh, Baba. I love that. I love that.
Oh my god, Wispy. Wispy's here. I love Wispy. Absolute gem.
But just to, like, follow up on everything that we've discussed, really where we're going with this is really just talking about, like, what the community can be like as far as gaming for women, what we can do to make things better, what's made it good, what can make it better, and just spreading that awareness to make it more warm and welcoming for the next generation of women who come into gaming. That's a big thing. You know, my little sister, she comes over, she puts my headphones on, she pretends like she's playing games, and then I'm like, oh gosh, like, I really don't want her to go through some of the things that have happened to me. You guys know TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So my sister made a TikTok on my mom's phone. My mom didn't know you had to be a certain age. She's turning 8 this month. I told her, I was like, you have to delete that. She's not old enough to be on there. My mom went on there to do that. She noticed that people had been messaging my sister, but she didn't know how to, like, use the app fully. And there was people, like, who were other, like, teenagers or full adults who were telling her, like, her TikTok was stupid. They were, like, making fun of her, calling her ugly. And she said they were all left unread, so she hadn't seen any of it. And it's a good thing, too, because think about, someone sent that to a little girl.
Yeah.
So...
That hurts me.
Yeah. And she's the most adorable little thing ever. Like, I love my sister. And so I was like, delete that app. Tell her she's not allowed on it. And I don't want her to have to, like, actually deal with that. So just paving, like, the way for a better, stronger community.
Is it okay if I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Do you think, so, with the whole body positivity, I don't know if that's another section that you wanted to touch on.
Oh, yeah, that's another one I wanted to.
But, like, do you think social media, like, hurts it, like, for women? Or, like, you know, girls that are still in high school or middle school, do you think it hurts them? Or is encouraging more?
I think it depends on who they're following.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's sending the message, like... Because it depends, for sure.
Yeah, because
I think there's a lot more representation of, like, different types of people, which is great. Because when I was growing up, all of us are, like, around the same age, at least, to where there wasn't, like, role models of all shapes and sizes. That's kind of just now coming out in the last, like, 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Where there was, like, one cookie-cutter shape that you had to fit, and if you didn't. And then, like, you would get made fun of, and I got made fun of in school because I didn't look like, you know, every other person or girl because I was flat-chested. And I would just, like, all the guys would be like, dude, you look like a guy. And then I was, like, in the bro zone because I wasn't attractive. And I was like, okay. So I just learned to, like, hate myself, essentially, because, like, I don't know. It was, like, my worth... was on my appearance, and I didn't have anything outside of that then. And it just, I was like, why are we judging people off of appearance? So I learned to judge personality instead of what you look like. Like, what do you do outside of, like, being attractive, right?
Right.
When I was in high school, I followed a couple of girls I thought were just really pretty, and then they were also like the thick curvy girls that had like the like bootylicious booties. And I was like, man, I wish I had like a nice butt because I don't have one. And I'm like, it kind of made myself feel like crap until like one day this one girl had posted a picture, and hers was fake, which is fine, but hers was fake, and she posted like looking down. So I saw what like her butt looked like when she was sitting looking down, and it reminded me of like imagine if you put like a floaty around your hips, how it came out. And I was like, doesn't look very natural. And then I was like, you know what? I'm fine with my body. I don't like that. I'm fine with my body. And it took, like, seeing, because not, it's a lot of the social media, too, is different angles.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Photoshopping and face tuning, and people don't really see, like, face, like, in person what that looks like. So that kind of made me think, all of this is just angles. It's all about angles. Why should I care?
Yeah, that's why I don't edit a lot of my pictures. I blur out my background because I have my high school diploma on my wall, and I don't want people to knowing where I went to school.
Smart.
I have mine in a drawer collecting dust.
I don't even know where mine is.
Well, I didn't get my college diploma, so I wanted to put it up on the wall and be like, hey, at least I did that.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I don't want people knowing where I went to school, so I blur out the background, but that's the only thing I edit. Like, I don't, like, I don't know. It's, because I don't feel like, you shouldn't have to feel like you need to edit your pictures. Like, you're wonderful the way you are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get surgery, like, to do what you want to do, then more power to you. Do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. I also feel like, people like to shame, like, body shame, but then they also like to, like, health shame, which bugs me because it's like, I don't like people who shame, like, they're like, why are you eating a salad? It's like, because salads I like want to be healthy, or like, why are you working out if you love yourself? It's like, because I want to work out. Like, what?
It's literally the health reason.
Why are you eating like you're on a diet? You're already thin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Bugs me. It's like, I just don't like being shamed for wanting to like improve myself.
Yeah.
Like you have to learn to love the body you're in, and like a part of that can be to like improve that, because we have like the power to do that through like eating healthy or working out or whatever, or like if you have like medical problems, like that's stuff that you have to do. Like I have to like do like strength training because I have really bad joints, so like I need like my muscles and stuff to be like stronger around that, but like I'll get shamed for like working out instead of doing something else. Like I'll be like, oh, I can't, I have to go to the gym, and they're like, oh yeah, you do. Like,
I hate that.
I feel like people just need to like allow people to do what they have to do. Like, don't shame. Like, if it's something that's like unhealthy, obviously they're overdoing it
and they're worried. But
right,
but if it's just moderation and looking after yourself,
yeah, exactly.
So odd.
I saw this one post recently that was like, granted, it was last night, actually, and it was mostly focused around artists, because this one artist had posted a drawing that they did, but it was, like, her around her canvas, and then another artist that was, like, with the, like, the poop emoji behind her, and just a selfie with her painting, and was, like, it's crazy how you just have to be hot to get noticed these days. Right. And I was, like, are you, like, you're angry because, like, someone's, like, you know, attractive and getting noticed with their artwork, and you think that that's why they get noticed? I don't know. It bothered me, because, like, I don't... Shouldn't we be supporting each other, not trying to...
In shame. Yeah. And that's my thing. I think that if someone's going to be good at something, I think that they should be good at it for being good at it, and not for putting down other people. That's my whole idea on it. We've covered a lot today, and
someone did the like exclamation mark, like what is it, like stream time or whatever? Yeah, uptime. Yeah. And I was like, wait,
hours? What hours? Yeah, I'm like tripping right now.
I was like, is it still like Sunday? Where are we?
Well, we'll go ahead. I think this is a good stopping point because Shoxi's also like several hours ahead of us. So it's probably going to be late for her. She's like, my bed looks so appealing right now.
I know. Literally, my night mode on my computer came on. What? It's 10 p.m. It's not too late.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 3 a.m. Like,
oh, no.
Real grinding hours.
But yeah, this is something I'm hoping to do every other week, every 3 weeks, something like that, to cover different topics, to get more people on here to talk about, you know, I'd love to talk to some women who are in competitive gaming. I'd love to talk to some women who are into cosplay, to get takes on, like, those areas. moms. I want to talk to some moms who are streamers that are also have to juggle being a mom, because I don't want kids, so I highly respect moms. So if there's any women out there who want to get involved with this, definitely reach out to me, DM me on Twitter, DM me on Discord, get in touch with me. But yeah, anything else from you ladies? Of course, like, I'm going to plug them again because, oh my God, they are just fantastic women. Please, please, please go around, follow these ladies, show them that love and support. Anything else from you guys?
Thanks for inviting us to talk.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yeah, thanks for putting
thanks
this all together.
Thanks to the chat, too.
I know, it's been fun.
Well, I'm glad that you guys wanted us to hop in and do this, and we pulled this off. So a lot of people wanted something like this, and I'm really glad that we got to pull it all together. But yeah, go check them out. We'll go ahead. We'll raid one of my friends. But I want you guys to spam the emote for the streamer that brought you here. I want to see, like, the love from all these ladies. Not just, like, me, but all of them. And actually, Sylveon, this is someone you know.
Is it Larvie?
Yeah, we'll go. I haven't raided him in a long time. So, that goat hype. But, alright, we'll head off. Thanks so much, everyone, for coming out and being so supportive. Let's throw it up on a raid. Thank you so much, everybody. You guys take care. Be safe out there. We will catch you guys later. Follow these ladies on their social medias. Go show that love. We'll see you around, guys. We'll see you around.
Bye.
Bye.